Okay. Excuse me. Can you please take a seat? We've been waiting on a quorum, but so we'll begin. We'll begin with okay, that's. We have 14 people who.
We can't do that.
Okay. I will convene the regular meeting. When we get a quorum, we'll be able to hear comment from last meeting. We'll hear public comment as we're waiting for the quorum to be established. Will you please call the roll? Kanabi. Director Kanabi.
Been a long time here.
And Director Katz is here, I think. Director Katz is also present.
Director Wilson.
He was just out here. And Director Wilson. Director Katz and Wilson. So we do Pledge of Allegiance without
O'Connor's on.
And O'Connor is on the phone. But we've
been there, done that.
Yeah, we tried that.
Michelle.
I'd like to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Director Kanabi, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Please join me in the salute to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excuse me. I'd like to begin with a...
Antonio, Mayor?
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know, yes. Pam O'Connor is on the line.
Yes, I was aware of that. Like to start. Like to begin with a moment of silence for Alan Thomas, a 5-year MTA veteran, member of the MTA family, who was fatally shot by a passenger in the line of duty. And this was a senseless crime, and I'd like to extend my sincere thoughts and prayers to the family, friends, and the MT operation employees during this very difficult time. As I understand it, he was someone who exemplified selflessness and compassion. Love playing dominoes and working on rebuilding and restoring cars. Mr. Thomas will be sorely missed, and he touched the lives of many. And so I'd like to request a moment of silence in his memory, and also for Bruce Du Bois, the husband of... Director Diane Du Bois, who died just a few days ago. Thank you very much. Ms. O'Connor, are you still on the phone? Ms. O'Connor? We'll begin public comment on this hearing on the regular board meeting. On the regular board meeting, we still don't have a quorum established for... Speak up. Dan Keller. Yes, sir.
My name is Dan Keller. I was here today at the Alameda entrance to the Red Line. 15 out of 16 people didn't tap. There was no sheriff's personnel down there at that time, but around 7 o'clock. Later, around 7:15, a sheriff's deputy with a dog was there, but people still were cheating by going through the handicap area. I still saw the red light go on. They didn't go buy a ticket. I think the other thing that should be done is to put fare boxes on the Orange Line bus line. Yes, it'll be a little slower, but right now the Sheriff's Department is not doing a very good job making sure that people pay on the Orange Line. If you had fare boxes, I doubt it would lengthen it any more than it would do on the 720 Wilshire bus when everybody else has to get on and pay. Right now I see this as a very bad precedent. Everyone getting on for free. I've been coming here for 10 years, and let's do something about it. Let's lock the gates and have sheriff's personnel do their job. Thank you.
Thank you. Maurice Juarez, or Wade, H-U-A-D-E-S, Juarez, Juarez? Rhodes, is that an R? Oh, Rhodes, I'm sorry. Rhodes, Maurice Rhodes, sir, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start by saying politics 101 is who gets what, when, where, and how much. I'd like to congratulate you, Mayor Villagosa, on your selection for being chairman of the Democratic National Convention. That's a great honor. You've been included as well as policies and initiatives for Chicana Latino people. The converse should be equally true. I think that you should include African Americans in the advertising and hiring news anchors for this transit television. I would implore you to adopt my
thank
March 22nd, 2012.
Thank you very much.
Petition.
Thank you if you can get me that petition.
You have it already.
Okay.
It was submitted March 22nd, 2012.
Thank you very much, sir. Emmanuel Nahara, and we do have a quorum established. Can the please call the roll? Present. Quorum is present. So let's go back. We had promised that we would hear from after him. We'll go back to the people from the West Side Subway Extension hearing, special hearing. Yes, sir.
All right. Hello. Good morning to everybody here present and to the board. I'm here because I just found out that the one line, the 762, which service Northwest Pasadena has been cut, is planned to be cut north of Colorado. While many people, that line might not be overachieving like other buses, it's still vital for other people to go home at late at night. Most of the time, we wait an hour from 6 to... After 5:30, a bus that goes all the way to Altadena and Northwest Pasadena passes every hour. I find out that we have to wait. We get teased because we see buses coming up, and they only end in Ferguson, Colorado. I think it's not fair. We come home from work, I come from school, and it's not fair for me to catch two buses to go home, or also have to wait an hour to catch another bus. Another thing I implore the board to approve is the Foothill extension of the Gold Line all the way to Claremont. I recommend that you, since the subway may take a while to build to the ocean, it may take up a lot of lawsuits, and that money could be better used for the Foothill.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to go to the public hearing individuals who have not been called. Wolfgang Veith or Veith. And then Nancy Krasny.
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear so that the audience understands, this is the continuation of the public hearing from last Thursday's special hearing.
Yes.
And only those people who signed up last Thursday are on
Absolutely.
The list.
Okay. That's... Yes. Sir?
I'm Wolfgang Veith. I have 1 minute, I take it, or does it
yes.
two? Yeah. I live in an area, 100 acres only, next to UCLA, an apartment area, 15,000 people. We need that subway yesterday. Don't have any delays unnecessarily. I heard all the arguments about the Beverly Hills High School. I found them totally unconvincing because the main argument that they cannot get enough parking for future expansions is ridiculous because UCLA, under their athletic field, has 1,500 parking spots in two levels. They can do the same thing with their athletic fields, but a little bigger even than UCLA. So that is not an argument. So I wish the subway gets started already. Don't delay it anymore. We need it badly. It's late already. Start digging. Dig, baby, dig.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Nancy Krasny and then Jan Reichman. Ms. Krasny?
Yes. We are the residents from Beverly Hills who supported you and the subway to the sea. We voted for the subway to the sea. But you have limited liability insurance with absolutely no margin for error on that subway. And I have given you, and it is on the public record, what the liability insurance is. This is your legacy. The disruption and destruction of a school with no place to relocate. We are locked in. We have no place to go. Think twice before you do this. There are other options. Thank you.
Thank you. Jan Reichman and then Joseph Dunn. Jan Reichman, are you Ms. Reichman?
I'm here. I represent Comstock Hills, the community bordering Santa Monica Boulevard just north of Century City. We care about ridership and safety. We also care about people getting to work without having to cross three lights to get over Santa Monica Boulevard to their jobs. Many of these people are carrying their change of clothes to be waiters and busboys, janitors and hotel workers. I have distributed a map showing that all 11 area homeowner associations support Constellation. We are seeing a meeting of the minds of businesses, developers, union members, attorneys. These folks usually sue each other, but now they are one voice urging you to adopt your staff position and put the station where it belongs in the middle of Century City at Constellation.
Thank Jeffrey Oman and Brian Goldberg. Jeffrey Oman, Brian Goldberg. You're who? I did call you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank the board of directors here. By the way, I'm Joseph Dunn, one of the board members of the Southern California Transit Advocates, SOCATA, NOAS Now. And number one is I want to thank you for making the meetings at Beverly Hills known. You did an absolute crackerjack job at letting people know. Where were you, Beverly Hills, when these meetings were
here? All right, sir.
Now
direct, sir, direct your comments to the board.
Okay.
And don't scream. And don't scream.
Good job.
And thank you.
And how dare these people bring their children and their workforce to the area with earthquake faults? Oh my God! These people to the board are the people who want you to go back to 8-track tape players and to go for one phone company. These are the people who do not want to get progress.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey Oman.
Morning, and thank you for giving me the chance to speak to you.
Thank you.
I have a PhD in molecular genetics. I work at House Ear Institute next to St. Vincent's. I know nothing about geology, risk assessment, or any of tunneling, but I do know about NIMBY, not in my backyard. But here we have NUMBY, not under my backyard. Reminds me of another saying called FUD, which is fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And I believe Beverly Hills did that. The only certainty was that they are going to sue if you go under their high school. Think of the good of the many and forget the expense of the non-few.
Brian Goldberg. And if you folks can come on up when I call your name. After Brian Goldberg is Robbie Hunter and Craig Thompson.
Yes. My name is Brian Goldberg. I'm the president of the Beverly Hills Board of Education. There are two points I'd like to make today. One is I'd like to note for the board that all of your experts are here today available to answer questions. Yet last Thursday when we had a hearing and an opportunity to question, have a dialogue and debate regarding the science, not one of these experts was available for us in terms of that hearing. The second thing I'd like to make a note to the board is that it's not just the city of Beverly Hills, the Beverly Hills Unified School District, that have a problem with the science. The city of Los Angeles entitled a 39-story building on the corner of Santa Monica and Moreno, 10,000 Santa Monica, and discounted any of the active faulting that MTA is relying on for discounting Santa Monica Boulevard. I urge you to reconsider, take the time, the few months that it would take, in order to do a proper analysis of the data and the science, both at Santa Monica Boulevard and Constellation, so we can avoid any potential litigation. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I can just take a point of personal privilege on the issue of our experts not being here last week. The reason they weren't here last week is because we wanted to reserve the entire 3.5-hour hearing for the advocates from the city and school district of Beverly Hills. If we had had our experts on, it would have cut by approximately half the amount of time they had to make their presentation. Our experts are here. They've been here before. They are here today. They will answer our questions today. This was not to be a debate. It was a hearing called, asked for by the city of Beverly Hills, and they got that hearing.
Thank you, Robbie Hunter, and then Ron Miller.
Mayor, this is Pam again. I got cut off. I'm back on the line. If I get cut off again,
we know
we'll
you're on the line.
Back in.
Thank you, Director O'Connor. Robbie Hunter?
Robbie Hunter of the Los Angeles and Orange County Building and Construction Trades Council. We represent 140,000 construction workers, and we represent all of the workers that will be working in these tunnels. We have no preference on the location of the station. We have no preference on the choice of the line and the tunnels themselves. We want them to be in the safest place and the most productive place. So we sat and we listened to the whole report and study by the Beverly Hills. So we have looked closely at the MTA studies. And after careful consideration in the companies that we work with and the experts that we have in MSHA, we believe that the MTA study is correct, that the most safest location, most efficient location is the Avenue of the Stars and Constellation. We respect the Beverly Hills community. We believe that this station will serve them well. And when we're done that hole, we want it to be in the safest location that has been studied and engineered, and that's what we think is happening. So we support the MTA and the location.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter. Excuse me. Thank you, everybody. Ron Miller, Craig Thompson.
Waves his time.
All righty, very good. Craig Thompson, Mr. Thompson, and then Robbie Davis.
Good morning. I'm Craig Thompson from the Citizens for Better Mobility, and our organization supports the Constellation Boulevard station simply because of its centralized location and its seismic safety, relative seismic safety as compared to the Santa Monica location. Also, from my understanding, the people of Beverly Hills are complaining simply because they want to provide for the automobile. That is what got this city into trouble the first time with the red and yellow cars, providing for the automobile. And look at what it's done to us. It's gotten millions of people killed. It's sent this nation into war with more people killed. And now Beverly Hills wants to provide for a machine that kills. And they say they love kids. Something's wrong there. I say we build this subway. We build it now because we need it like 20 years ago. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There we go. God.
Good morning, Board. Good morning, Mayor Villaraigosa.
Good morning, ma'am.
My name is Robbie Davis. I'm a member of the Crenshaw community. However, I made it a point to be present at the April meeting in which you entertained the Beverly Hills community concern and you granted them a special meeting, which was held last week, which I also attended. I looked at it as a total dichotomy of the respect that you show one community and the disrespect you show another. Mayor Villaraigosa, last year when my community attended this meeting in May, we asked for two things, a station at Leimert Park and you to put a train underground. You said it was a matter of money, yet you have not granted us an environmental impact report. You now, for me, become the poster child for environmental racists. And this will continue and be brought to the public because your legacy will not be to head the Department of Transportation under the next administration of President Barack Hussein Obama.
Thank you. Just so that it's clear, the reason why the city of Beverly Hills had a special hearing was because there is a law that allows them to request a special hearing, and it was under that law that that was provided. And with respect to no worries, I'm not interested in being anywhere but mayor of L.A. Thank you very much.
It would be nice if the city
Excuse
of
me.
L.A.
Thank you very much.
Granted us
Thank
an environmental
much.
Impact report.
That Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I did. Thank you very much. You can leave. Thank you very much. All right. Damian Goodman, and then Paul Levin.
Damian Goodman of the Crenshaw Subway Coalition. Board members, I'm not a seismologist, and I have not spent years evaluating the safety of fault lines and subways. But I have spent the last 6 years battling this agency for rail safety near South LA Community Schools and developing an understanding of the unethical safety culture at MTA. And so it is based on your history that I can say with certainty that MTA doesn't give a darn about child safety. You can't claim to care about child safety when you ignore the warnings of internationally renowned safety experts on the Expo line near Mayor Dorsey and Fauché. You can't claim to care about safety when you continue to ignore the CPUC's request for grade separation at Slauson and Crenshaw on the Crenshaw line next to View Park Prep. You can't claim to care about safety when you continue to ignore rail manufacturers at the Washington and Flower Cross. On rail safety, I can unequivocally say that this agency has developed a credibility gap when it comes to child safety. It is an albatross around your neck. The public cannot and should not believe a word you have to say about child safety.
Thank you. Susan Bursk and Gerald Pass. Susan Bursk? Hi, Ms. How are you? And then Gerald Pass and Max Worshing.
Good morning. I'm Susan Burris, President and CEO of the Century City Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to ask all those that support a subway station at Constellation Avenue of the Stars to please stand. It's unfortunate that much of the public communication on this issue has been inflammatory and distorted rather than factual. From the beginning, we have focused on the facts rather than the fears. The Century City business community, the residential community, and the adjacent neighborhood support Metro's findings and the approval of the final EIR. There are very good reasons to locate a station on Constellation that have nothing to do even with earthquake fault. There are still 28,000 employees within a quarter mile radius of Constellation. It's still the center and the heart of Century City. And it's still closer and more accessible to Fox Plaza, Fox Studios, Westfield, the hotels, and the residents south of Olympic. There is no question we want the subway extended, and we want the station in the right location at Constellation where it serves the ridership and is the employment corridor for all of Century City. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Please base your decision on the facts and not on the fears. Thank you.
Thank you. Gerald Pass and Mark Worshing. Gerald Pass.
Maybe I should start my attention-getting device at the beginning, you know, instead of at the end here. I just don't know. If this, the subtext here is, I just don't know. If you think you were sued last time by the Farmdale Crossing people, wait till you get sued by the people with real money. I don't, is that the subtext or what? All right, well, anyway. The craziness is really something, because I remember the L.A. school board was very concerned. They wanted to sue because they said the kids are going to get run over by the expo line. Well, Beverly Hills school board, they think the kids are going to get run over by the subway, perhaps. I just want to say something about the people here with the yellow shirts. I really respect your helping out the janitors, but please, the consent decree, that infamous thing is over with. You just stop the obstructionism now. Let the thing get going.
Thank you very much. John Walsh. Mr. Walsh? Presente. Good. Mr. Walsh.
HollywoodHighlands.org. My two favorite reading matter, Karl Marx and the Beverly Hills Courier. Beverly, today, no record on front page of professional licenses for Metro experts Jones and Dolan. By rendering their opinions, I hope they're here, Jones and Dolan's advice may violate California Business Professional Code and be a misdemeanor. In fact, Miss Lucy Jones is now talking to her new lawyer, Gloria Allred. I'm telling you right now, let's face it, 1928, my great-grandfather came from Hungary. He was a Jew. 1928, this has been a Jewish school since 1928. And I want you to know, and I'm telling you right now as a Jew, that poison gas and Jewish children do not mix. They do not mix in the camps in Dachau, and they do not mix at Beverly Hills High School.
Thank you very much, Mr. Walsh. Thank you.
And that's Hollywood Highlands.
Mr. Walsh, thank you very much.
Anti-Semite.
Excuse
well,
me, everybody.
Be a hard act to follow.
Excuse me. When you clap to encourage that kind of talk, you, I mean, this guy. Thank you. Stop. You'll get thrown out, Mr. Walsh. Try me. Thank you. Next.
Right, I'm Mark Wershing with the Valley Village Neighborhood Council, but I'm speaking for myself. I would like to respond to the experts from Beverly Hills who argued last week that the recommended route for a subway station at Constellation Boulevard in Century City should not be selected, and that instead the station should be moved north to Santa Monica Boulevard in the extreme northeastern corner of Century City. I do not find their arguments to be compelling. Their analysis of potential ridership for the two station sites is inconsistent. On one hand, they argue that the multifamily residential section of Century City south of Olympic Boulevard should not be considered a major source of passengers for a Constellation station because even though there's a bridge over it, Olympic Boulevard is a barrier. Yet on the other hand, they argue that the single-family residential neighborhood northwest of Century City should be a source of passengers, even though it's separated from Century City by Santa Monica Boulevard, which is even wider than Olympic Boulevard and does not have any bridges over it. Despite this, they're apparently claiming that Santa Monica Boulevard is not a barrier. They also speculate that higher density development might be allowed along the north side of Santa Monica Boulevard and Beverly Hills.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Short, I support the Constellation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you were Gerald Pass, is that correct? No, Mark Wershing. All right, Hillary Norton. Ms. Norton.
Good morning, board members. My name is Hillary Norton of FAST, and we're here in support of the West Side Extension, including the Constellation Avenue Station. The West Side Extension with a station at Constellation Avenue will bring passengers into the heart of Century City, maximizing the number of employees and visitors within a convenient walking distance in all directions. Not only will subway access reduce vehicular traffic on major thoroughfares, it will reduce the need for shuttles to bring passengers from the outside fringe areas on Santa Monica Boulevard to the center of the business district. With nearly 50,000 employees within Century City clustered around this intersection, they are more likely to use the subway for commuting and trips during the day if the portal is conveniently located. In addition, the Westfield Mall in Century City draws 1 million visits to its retail, restaurant, theaters, and grocery stores each month. With the proposed direct portal from the Constellation Station to the Westfield Century City, all of these visitors will have safe access to and from the West Side Subway at night, especially without impacting roadway travel to and from
much.
Century City.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ms. Norton. No, thank you. Are there any other individuals who think they have signed up here that I think we've called them all? Yes, sir. This is from the hearing last week. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Gerard Wright.
Let me see where. Yes, Mr. Wright.
I also have a request to speak in from last week, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so Gerard Wright. Mr. Wright.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, directors. Hello, my name is Gerard Wright, Sierra Club Angeles Chapter Transportation Committee co-chair. My professional experience included working in the construction department of a school district, and in that role I have to prepare school site progress reports. I'm submitting a copy of the meeting minutes prepared for Beverly Hills Unified School District dated the day before last month's board hearing, highlighting that Beverly Hills Unified School District's own design consultants who are working on a Beverly Hills High School master plan stated competition scheme assumed earthquake fault zone through the center of campus and a no-build zone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what this is all about. This is a distraction. It didn't stop latent engineers from trenching in a methane zone in the school campus. Thankfully, children were not killed or injured in that process. It doesn't also hide the fact that Beverly Hills would have to take their bond to retrofit all those structures in order for them to do their own campus modernization. This is the fear that they have. It's not about the subway tunneling underneath. It's the fact that the faults exist. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Kimberly Richards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, directors. Having sat through the tedium of what I refer to as Chicken Little syndrome, the sky is falling, or maybe it's this tunnel that's falling, I'm not sure. I found some of the arguments made by the city of Beverly Hills to be rather disingenuous. If methane gas is such a big issue for them, how did they manage to dig their trenches without setting off the methane gas, as Mr. Wright just intimated? For that matter, how do they intend to build their parking structure without setting off the methane gas? Those questions, directors, are purely rhetorical, but I think that we've gone through enough of this farce, and my comments also will stand for regular board meeting item 58, which I will now waive at this time.
Thank you very much, Kimberly. Sir, what is your name?
Tony Oleo.
Tony Oleo? Yes. Yes, you are on here. Mr. Oleo?
Good morning, board members. My name is Tony Oleo, here on behalf of Sergio Rascon, business manager of Local 300, Labor Union, and the 8,000 members we represent in the city and the county of Los Angeles. We are in support of the approval of the West Side Subway Extension Phase 2 and 3. We look at this as a game changer to the structure of Los Angeles. It would help the transportation issue we have in L.A. We have been known to build structures and projects on time, under or on budget, and the key to all this is safely. I worked in the existing stations and tunnels here in L.A. back in the 90s, and we have in no doubt that we can continue to do this safely. Let's not hide behind the not in my backyard tactics. Let's give a push to our economy and build for a better tomorrow with trained, skilled, and union labor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else that thinks they're on the list from last week and not been called? What's your name, sir? Dave? Lavand or Lavand? Luvano. All right. Yes, sir. You are on it.
Good morning, board members. My name is David Luvano. I'm a business representative with the Operating Engineers Local 12. Last week, somebody from the city of Beverly spoke on the hazards and safeties of building this tunnel. Case example was the tunnel that was built. It was a joint venture, it was for the sewer system for the it was a tunnel that was built to hold back the so it wouldn't overflow the Hyperion plants. Our members are well aware of the hazards. They run the tunnel boring machines. They are safety hazard certified. AmChaw. Coming to work this morning was a hazard. I believe that this tunnel should this metro line should be.
Thank you very much, Mr. Luvano. Anybody else? Okay. Hearing none. This public comment period for the Subway special board meeting is closed. The regular MTA board meeting, and I believe you have to call the roll again. Board secretary. Mr. President.
Here.
Present.
Here.
Quorum is established. Let the record reflect that, as I said, that Mr. Katz, Mr. Wilson are present as well. Item number one, approval of the consent calendar.
Mayor?
Pam's on the phone. I could not hear the board secretary call the roll.
Turn on the mic. Okay, we heard you.
Do you have a mic? Approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Seconded without objection. Such will be the order. Items 32 and 55 to next month because the expenditure plan is yet to be finalized. Item 58, Subway special hearing adoption.
Mr. Chairman.
Director Yaroslavsky.
I guess we're going to hear from the staff, and maybe we could just have a succinct response also from our experts or a designated group of our experts to address.
Supervisor, yes, actually the presentation is primarily from the experts.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
I'm Dave Meager, Director of Planning for the West Side Subway Extension. We are going to be presenting our findings from the hearing that was held last Thursday. Most of those issues related to seismic and geotechnical issues. Can we have the slides, please? And this is the map of the Century City area with the alignment recommended. The one at Constellation Boulevard, the black line is the recommended alignment. The dashed line is the other alignment that was studied in the FEIS. With that, I'm going to introduce three of our experts on this, Dr. Harvey Parker from our Tunnel Advisory Panel, James Dolan, professor at University of Southern California, and Lucy Jones from the U.S. Geological Service to present the rest of this. Staff will come back at the end. There's two items. Director Antonovich had some questions he needed answered. We're going to respond to those at that time, and the issue of the alignments at Century City will respond at the end of the TAP presentation.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to just note that The opinions expressed by our individual experts are the opinions of those experts and not the opinions of the organizations where they are employed.
All set. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Can you speak into the microphone,
certainly,
please?
Certainly. Last week you heard almost 4 hours of commentary from a number of
And if you could speak a little louder, you got a lot of people in here. Please.
Let me know when you're ready. Okay. Last week, you heard almost 4 hours of comments from a number of Beverly Hills consultants. Now, much of their commentary focused on seismic issues, as Mr. Meager just mentioned, so we're going to start there. Now, the good news here is that as part of their studies, in particular Layton, generated a treasure trove of new data. I love new data. That's what I do for a living is I generate data, and it's like a kid in a candy store. Now, unfortunately, despite all their wonderful new data that they generated as part of their study, they came to a bunch of erroneous conclusions that we dispute in the strongest possible terms. And in fact, what we're going to see is that, and as we mentioned in our response, their data actually helped to confirm and refine our original assessments. Now, I have only a few minutes, so I want to be absolutely clear about our basic conclusions. First, the Santa Monica Fault is an active fault all the way through the Century City area where it connects up with the Beverly Hills, with the Hollywood Fault. So here's the Santa Monica Fault right here. I'll come back to this map in a second. The area we're interested in, Century City, is right there. You can see that the Santa Monica Fault extends up onto the Hollywood Fault. This is a major active fault. Second conclusion, the northern end of the Newport-Inglewood Fault system does extend into the Century City area right through here in the area of interest where it connects up with the Santa Monica Fault. Now, this particular map, this is, read the title, State of California, Department of Conservation. This is the official state seismic hazard map. Both of these fault systems are shown as Holocene active faults. That's what the orange color means. The Santa Monica Fault is the middle part of a 150-mile-long fault system that goes all the way from Arcadia over here, all the way, it's the Raymond Fault over there, it turns into the Hollywood Fault, steps down to the Santa Monica Fault, runs through here, runs offshore, all the way along the Malibu coast, and out past Santa Barbara. The Newport-Englewood Fault, right in here, is the northern tip of a 200-mile-long fault system that extends continuously all the way down through downtown San Diego, all the way down into Baja California. So these are very big faults. I emphasize that this is the state of California official map. This is the map that is used to do probabilistic seismic hazard assessments throughout the state. This is a map. This is actually from a paper. A paper from back in 2000, but the map was actually done before that. What you can see in orange is the escarpment associated with the Santa Monica Fault here and going up into the Hollywood Fault over here. I have to emphasize that this fault, prior to the study, was very well studied. This is a very well studied fault system. It's been studied in detail by me and my colleagues out here at the Veterans Administration Hospital. This is 405. This is 405 right here. Here's 10, so you can get your position right here. It's also been studied at University High here. Any of you have ever seen University High in West LA, that big hill it's sitting on top of, that's the fault scarp. Now, the key thing here is that this scarp is very continuous. This is one of the most profound features in the landscape of this part of the northwestern part of LA. It's obvious. This is a textbook example of a fault scarp. In fact, our studies right here are now appearing in the standard structural geology textbook. All right. Now, we've all seen this scarp. Everyone in this room has seen this scarp. This is the Mormon Temple out. This is Santa Monica Boulevard here. You see this nice sloping lawn. That is this continuous fault scarp. Continuous, key word. It's continuous all the way from where we did those trenches right here. I used to be a lot thinner back then. This is actually on, that's the VA hospital in the background. This trench showed, we trenched more than 300 feet long in a series of trenches, continuously exposed the fault zone. This is a very, very wide fault zone. It was shown that the most recent earthquake occurred sometime between 1,000 and 3,000 years ago. This is an active fault. The scarp is continuous all the way into the Century City area. In addition to this trench, which you can see up here, you can see the folding related to this. There's a 300-foot-wide zone of secondary faulting up in the hanging wall. We also did high-resolution seismic reflection data. This is a summary of that. The main strand dips through here. One of Beverly Hills' consultants last week said Dolan didn't actually find the main strand, and therefore it could, his inference was that it could come to the surface way to the south, maybe miles to the south. This is just nonsense. The fault, even though it wasn't exposed in the trench, that's because I had to stop at the property line because that's Ohio right out here. They wouldn't let me close the street for some strange reason for 3 weeks to dig a trench. But the seismic reflection data show the fault right here. It comes to the surface within a few tens of feet south of the south end of the trench. So this idea that the fault is coming to the surface 2 miles to the south is just silly. You see evidence for this fault actually in the subsurface data along Santa Monica Boulevard. This is a north-south-to-north profile along Avenue of the Stars. Don't worry too much about the data. Just look at the individual data points. Just look at the red lines. These are the faults. This is an inactive strand here south of Santa Monica Boulevard. Santa Monica Boulevard's here. You don't see the scarp right here because it's been cut out by a modern creek. But you can actually see clear evidence in the subsurface for north side up motion along this fault. Coming back to this, the key point is this fault has been shown to be Holocene active right here. The scarp is continuous. It is an absolutely fundamental feature of the landscape. It's unequivocal right into this area we're interested in right over here. And the idea that somehow this fault is active over here and inactive over here, It's just silly. It's like saying the San Andreas Fault is only a real active fault where you've trenched it, and everywhere else it's not a real fault. It's just nonsensical. Turning our attention to the northern end of the Newport-Englewood Fault System, this other big fault system, I emphasize again, this is the area we're interested in at the confluence of these two big systems. I emphasize once again, this is just the northernmost extent of a 200-mile-long fault system. It goes all the way down to Baja California. This is an interesting map. Let me explain it for 10 seconds. What you're looking at is essentially a topographic map, sort of a paleotopographic map. What you're looking at is you're looking at the top of a surface that's buried. This is an old surface. It's the top of a formation we call the San Pedro Formation. And every one of these different colors shows a 5-foot change in elevation. This is high, that's low, that's low. So what you can see here is I want to focus on this area right here. These little red dots, which you don't need to, you know, you're not going to see them, obviously, and these green dots over here are existing borehole data where we have identified the top of this San Pedro Formation. These data right here, which allowed us to create this map, actually come from the Layton Report. This is a welcome addition, as I said. These data are used to create contours which show us the orientation of this surface. I'm going to show you a little simplified schematic of this in just a second, but I want to make a point here is there's a north-facing slope. It's high here, deeper here, high here, deeper here. It's quite steep here and here. It's much gentler out here. Now, when you restore this and get these contours to match up, look at that. Let's back up. Oh, how do I back up on here? Previous. Look at that. There's a major strand of the Newport-Inglewood Fault System. Let me just show this in a different way. What we're looking at here is Santa Monica Boulevard would be out here. We have a steep part of the slope here where those contours were. We have a gentle part of the slope out here to the north. What their one of their consultants said is they tried to refute this in two ways. They tried to redraw that contour map, but in fact you can't. There's a right way and a wrong way to redraw a contour. I mean, to draw a contour map. We did it the right way. You have to honor all of the data, not just pick and choose which data points you're going to use. Now, their contention, their other point was, oh, well, you should see a 20 to 30 foot vertical step between your surface if it really is there's a real fault there. In fact, you do. But what they did is they then said, oh, but when you actually look at the data, not in the same place, you go up here, you only see a 5 to 7 foot vertical step. That's exactly correct because the surface is gentler out here. If we restore that surface and go back, there's your right lateral strike slip offset. This is unequivocal evidence for major fault strand right running pretty much along the Beverly Hills West LA boundary. Now, it's not just these very compelling subsurface data that show us there's a fault there. Here's the West Beverly Hills lineament. It's just a topographic feature, high on the west, low on the east. But when you look in detail within this, this is a beautiful old 1920s vintage U.S. Geological Survey topographic map. Every one of these little black lines represents a 5 foot change in elevation. It doesn't take a geologist to show that this area is higher and more dissected looking than this flat area out here in Beverly Hills. But when you look with a trained geomorphologist's eye in detail through here, what you see is absolutely clear-cut evidence for a major fault shown in the landscape running right through there. Well, those subsurface data I just showed you that showed a clear-cut evidence for at least 300 feet of right lateral strike slip on that one strand, it's right there. All right. This is very, very compelling, mutually consistent evidence for a big right lateral strike slip fault right there. Now, their consultants made continually made the point that when you actually look at these detailed data, and this is just a little tiny piece of the hundreds of penetrations, these are cone penetrometer tests. This is actually a compilation of their data and our data, and they match surprisingly well. And they kept making the point that, oh, in fact, these are gentle, continuous slopes, and there's no faults there. Well, that's not true. It's flat-lying steps, flat-lying steps, flat-lying steps. This is exactly what fault systems look like. Finally, they actually found strike slip faults in one of their trenches that are parallel to the trend of the Newport-Inglewood fault zone. We've added, this is their figure, we've added the word faults just to highlight these things because it's hard to see. Now, the issue is not whether these particular strands are big, booming faults. They're probably not. They're probably relatively small. The issue isn't whether these particular strands are active or not. They probably aren't. This particular strand is inactive. The point is, their contention was that there is no Newport-Inglewood fault zone in the Century City area. This is just incorrect. All of these lines of evidence suggest otherwise. They also made a big point about how we moved the faults to avoid their trenches. This is just how science is supposed to progress. You make your best interpretation of the available data, and then what do? What makes it science? You test that interpretation. How do you do that? You get more data, which Layton has provided to us. And Layton's own data required this fault, which is the only one that changed significantly between our original report and our response. Their data required that this fault be west of there to there. So this is how science is supposed to progress, and we thank Layton for providing these data that show in more detail where this big strand is. In summary, there are multiple complementary, mutually consistent lines of evidence from the topography, from boreholes, from cone penetrometer tests, from geophysical data, from regional fault interactions, and from trenches that demonstrate that the Santa Monica fault zone is active in this area, as we'd expect. It's the middle of a big fault system. The middle can't be inactive. And that the Newport-Inglewood fault zone extends right through here into the area of interest. Now, again, this is the state map showing these as Holocene active structures. Finally, in marked contrast to both the Santa Monica and northern Newport Inglewood fault systems in the Century City area, there is no evidence that there is any active faulting at the proposed Constellation station site. This idea that somehow you're supposed to give the same weight of, you know, seismic investigation to every statement is just simply not correct. You only do this level of investigation where there is a priori suggestion of active faulting at that site, as there was in the case of both the Newport Inglewood and the Santa Monica faults. They're shown on the state maps, for Pete's sake. That's not true of the Constellation site. There is no evidence to suggest that there's active faulting at this site. With that, let me turn it over to Dr. Parker. Let me switch with you.
Thank you. I'd like to continue on with this same slide right here. The wall that you're looking at is essentially the south wall of the Constellation Station. This is a huge excavation, better than a trench, and far better than a bunch of borings. It's been exposed. We know what the soils are. We know what the gas conditions are. This particular excavation goes deeper than what we're proposing for the Constellation Station. So in terms of sufficiency of investigation at Constellation, you have it right here. Can you press the next one? So in addition, we have a bunch of borings all over the Century City area. You see that? Not only in Constellation area, but all over. And Metro knows gassy ground conditions. They have been and they will be mitigated. Our designs for tunnels and stations have been and will be the best possible designs. Not only this excavation for this project that you see up here, but there are many other buildings with deep parking garages. They were all constructed safely, and they are operating safely. So let's take a look then at our conclusion, the alignment selection at Century City. At Santa Monica Boulevard, the risks associated with the construction of the station within an active fault rupture zone are simply unacceptable. Along Constellation Boulevard, the risks associated with construction of the station are known, they're acceptable, and they can be managed. And not only that, but we have proven, Metro has proven that we can manage these risks in the city of Los Angeles and in the Century City area, and even both of Beverly Hills consultants agree that given proper controls, tunneling is safe. And I assure you that Metro will provide comprehensive monitoring and controls to assure the safety under all circumstances. There have been certain comments about whether Metro is managing risk. Metro actively manages risks. Metro conducts a qualitative and quantitative risk assessment in accordance with the Federal Transit Authority and with the International Tunneling Association guidelines. Metro maintains a detailed risk register to track cost and schedule risks and to control and monitor assigned mitigation. And with respect to special studies, such as those posed by Century City, Metro's Century City studies were focused not on estimating the probability of an event, but rather on providing solutions to mitigate the risk of an event occurring and then to establish controls to confirm that risk has been mitigated. And that's what the tunnel safety and fault investigations reports do. They identify and describe hazards and qualitatively evaluate the risks, and then they provide engineering solutions to mitigate risks to acceptable levels. How do we do that? Well, we do that with detailed engineering and geologic studies. They are built on successful designs, and we have incorporated state-of-the-art studies and innovative designs to improve these. There are workshops and team reviews with internationally recognized experts. There is a complete review by the Metro Tunnel Advisory Panel and a further review by the independent review panel of internationally recognized experts. And it turns out that with respect to probability-based analyses, members of the IRP were actually involved in the creation and the development of the concept of probability-based analyses. And they have, since then, abundant experience with its application to projects. Taking this experience into consideration, the IRP has confirmed that Metro's approach to risk management is correct and that a probability-based risk analysis approach is not required for alignment selection. We've also been asked about being able to build Beverly Hills High School to redevelop or build over tunnels. We've shown you this diagram before, but essentially it shows that there's no need for wide bridge-like foundations, and there shallow foundations and multi-level basements can be constructed above the tunnels. It turns out that all of the soil that you take out in order to make a basement weighs a lot more than the structures themselves, including all the cars and everything. And so it actually unloads the tunnels. And if for some reason or other Beverly Hills needs to have drilled piers or deeper foundations for their structures, they can easily be placed adjacent to and in between the tunnels. So Metro has successfully worked with property owners throughout their line to develop over their tunnels, and we can say that cooperation with Beverly Hills High School can result in very compatible designs, and they do not prevent any development by Beverly Hills High School. Thank you. I'll pass the baton on to Dennis and David.
At last week's hearing, there were some questions by Director Antonovich about how we build over tunnels. We have two quick slides to address that, and then we have the three alignments as the wrap-up. So we'll wrap this up quickly, but we wanted to answer those two questions.
Okay, I'm Dennis Moran, the Executive Officer of Project Management, working on this project. In a direct response to Director Antonovich's questions, we asked our Deputy Executive Officer, Velma Marshall, in real estate to provide these answers. So, generally speaking, the questions were asked about the property owner's ability to construct over our underground structures, and if we enter into real estate agreements, what are their rights versus what are our rights? First of all, when we obtain underground easements, we do have the right to review plans and specifications for excavation or subsurface construction above or adjacent to the easement area. And we have criteria that defines that. The criteria is for both MTA and the property owners to protect both of us. Now, there was a question about MTA's policy and whether we negotiate with property owners first. We definitely do. We always want to have successful, friendly negotiations. But however, they may get to the point when there is an impasse in negotiations, and that's where the board is then gets involved, and the board is requested to consider adoption of a resolution of necessity to condemn, to acquire through an eminent domain action. Now, if a property is taken by eminent domain, MTA retains the rights to review and approve what is built over the tunnels for the purpose of protecting the tunnels and for safety considerations during construction of the building improvements over the tunnels. However, what I'm going to show you in the next few slides in response to Director Antonovich's questions are successful projects over subway easements. And you can see these when you take our subway along the red line. On the left side, Wilshire, Vermont. That is at the junction of the red and purple lines. You can see in the lower part, there's a diagram showing the site plan. This project, which is about 5 or 6 stories of residential towers over the Metrorail station to Wilshire, Vermont, was constructed because it was planned properly so that in this particular case, it does coexist. In the upper left-hand part of the photograph, you will see that is actually the Oak Kim Academy. That is a school, and that is the athletic field. So here's an example where you can have residential towers, you can have mixed use on the ground level next to the plaza, and a school that can coexist with a Metrorail station. On the right side, Westlake MacArthur Park, I actually took this picture myself. And what you can see in the diagram is below is that there's an underground structure and there are levels of mixed-use development, offices, and retail above the structure. And from where my perspective, I took it from the Metro Rail pylon. The tunnels and the station go right into the horizon, and there is a multi-unit development that was constructed over our easements. So that actually ends my part of the presentation.
The last part, wrapping up, last week Beverly Hills presented three possible new alignments to get to a Constellation station via Santa Monica Boulevard instead of under the high school. These are not new. We've actually had proposals from the city over the last 2 years for various forms of these alignments. What we did is this is their drawing, which shows one of the three possible alignments. The difference, however, is that they only showed a single line. The tunnels are double thickness. There's two tunnels, and they laid them out with a 800-foot radius, which is substandard. It requires about a 25-mile-an-hour operating speed of our trains if we were to observe those turns. If we were to sharpen the turns and make them steeper to miss some of the underfootings of the high-rise buildings, we would then degrade further that speed. We have not been able to find an alignment that goes through Century City in this diagonal manner that misses the underground footings of these tall structures and still maintains reasonable speeds in order to operate the trains. This is the first drawing that shows the buildings that are impacted. This is the next drawing that shows the other high-rise buildings that would be impacted. And the third drawing also shows the same number of buildings. As a wrap-up to this, we'd like to point out the blue, purple, and yellow are the three alignments they proposed, superimposed on top of our recommended alignment. In each case, they degrade the speeds of the operations. They require us to go under high-rise buildings and lower the depth of the station at Century City by between 6 and 20 feet. An estimated cost of lowering stations is about $1.8 million per foot in today's dollars. So you're looking at upwards of $30 million just for the station, plus the cost of underpinning these high-rise buildings, which would be additional costs. And finally, the turning radii, which is 800 feet, which is below the sharpest turn we have in this area. We actually tightened our normal turn of 1,000 feet to 961 to try to mitigate impacts at the high school and Southwest Beverly Hills. So 961 is the tightest turn we have on the system, and that requires a 45-mile-an-hour speed. So that's a summary of the alignment proposals they had last week, and that concludes staff's presentation.
Mr. Chair, just to remind the board, the recommendation is to adopt the decision with findings regarding the reasonableness of the Constellation Station and the related subway tunnel alignment beneath Beverly Hills High School pursuant to PUC Code Section 30645, which is an Attachment A, and to authorize the CEO to transmit the decision by certified mail to the City of Beverly Hills. Thank you.
Chairman.
Director Yaroslavsky.
Can I just ask the council, Mr. Stamm or Mr. Safer, whoever is... have you seen the communications from the lawyers to the City of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Making the findings on the Beverly Hills hearing a project under CEQA that requires a full environmental impact report?
No, it's not. It's not the approval of a project that would trigger CEQA. It is not the approval of a project. Item 59 is the approval of phases 2 and 3, but this item 58 is merely a decision and findings that are required by statute after the public hearing last week, and they are not an approval of the project. It's a finding that a location for a proposed project is reasonable, and that would not trigger CEQA.
Okay. Did the mayor have the authority to appoint an alternate to serve on the board last week?
Yes, he did.
And is the person for whom that person sat in last week, who was absent, eligible to vote on this, qualified to vote on this matter today if they have reviewed the testimony provided for last week?
Yes, he is. The transcript of that hearing and all the documents that were admitted into evidence have been made available to each and every board member.
Okay. Thank you. I want to ask, is Dr. Jones here? If you could just come for just a brief second, because you were not heard from before. Have you been paid by the MTA for your service in the peer review panel?
No, I have not. I'm serving here as a representative of the federal government.
Okay. Does everything the two previous experts who testified, do you concur in everything they've said?
We concur with everything they said, I personally and also the whole IRP.
Okay. Do you believe that the fault line, the so-called Santa Monica Fault, is under Santa Monica Boulevard?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you think it would be you think it would be reasonable for us to conclude, based on all of the evidence that we've had presented to us by yourself and others, that the fault is under Santa Monica Boulevard?
The fault is in Santa Monica Boulevard, and there is no way of safely building a subway station in an active fault.
Okay. How long have you been a seismologist?
I started graduate school 36 years ago.
Okay. You don't look like it, but...
Thank you.
Must have been a child prodigy. Anyway, thank you. I think your credentials are well known to all of us, usually around the time of a seismic event. But I want to ask Professor Dolan, your credentials have been called into question. Did the city or school district of Beverly Hills try to hire you on this project for their purposes at any time?
After I started working consulting with Metro Rail on this project, both representatives of both the city of Beverly Hills and subsequently the school district contacted me to try to hire me as their consultant.
Okay. So apparently your credentials weren't in question at that time.
Apparently not.
Okay. Thank you. That's
all right.
Mr. Chairman, just one, give me one more second. If I could just ask our own staff, at the public hearing last week, Tim Buresh, the expert for Beverly Hills, stated that the subway tunnels under the schools are okay if they're deep enough. He stated that they would like to preserve, that the school district would like to preserve the right to build down to an elevation of 200 feet, to elevation 200 feet, which is 50 to 80 feet below grade, as I understand it. How deep could the school build above those tunnels if it was in the 50 to 80 feet range, the depth of the tunnel?
With the current depth of the tunnels, we could build 3 to 4 levels of underground construction above those tunnels.
Okay. So they wouldn't be limited to one story underground or two stories underground?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, those are all the questions I have. I would, I don't know if there are other people. I'm going to just stop. Probably other people want to be heard.
Excuse me. Thank you, Director Yaroslavsky. I have public comment beginning with, and if I could have
I thought the public comment.
I've been.
Oh, this is on the. Okay.
Also have,
yes.
Also have some questions.
Director Antonovich has some questions.
Last week we asked a number of questions, and we asked for those questions to be analyzed by the district and given to the members. It's highly irresponsible to be given those questions, the answers to those questions, when this meeting started today. It denied the members of this board the opportunity to review in depth those replies. It denied the public the right to review the comments made by the district in regards to the questions that were raised in a special public hearing. You are denying the people the right to review a very serious issue that impacts the safety and the taxes of this region and the federal government, who is also has an investment in this project. And that's why you need time to deliberate and review, to have full discussion and openness in a very important decision that's being made. The question, a number of questions that were raised last week, and we're just being given an answer today. Yes, MTA does have a role in any structure that's going to be built above a subway. And yes, MTA is going to deliberate and get back and negotiate. But those of us in government know how long negotiations take. It's not like when a board member asks for review, so he has time, the board has time to review. No, it's not that fast where you get it the day where you're supposed to make a decision. It takes days, months, and sometimes years in costs the private sector or the public sector who's ever being impacted by that delay. Time is money, and safety is a concern. This body was talking about safety because of the great program that Metrolink had on safety that impacts the operation of a rail system. This body indicated we were going to put safety first, and that was going to be always in the forefront of decisions that were to be made. And yet today we're on a train, rush to judgment, instead of having that time to deliberate and get that information. We asked what happens if the tunnels are built under Beverly Hills High and Beverly Hill wants to build over the tunnel. Are you going to give them a two-week reply or a four-week reply, or is it going to take years to give them a reply? And then who is going to be held responsible for those delays? Schools start regularly. They don't have the opportunity when they need classrooms and other school facilities to have those type of delays. And then, again, it goes into the cost. Does MTA have a set of rules on design criteria and standards for adjacent construction? Do they govern what a property owner can build over those tunnels, and can the property owners build adjacent to those tunnels? Essentially, if the school is ceding control over its future development plans to any level of discretion exercised by the MTA, or are the rules for approval objectives established enough so that MTA cannot arbitrarily refuse plans by the school district to build? So, again, we're talking about they're going to be negotiated, but there's no time frame. And if taken by eminent domain, does MTA then control what the property owner can build on his or her property after those tunnels are built? Other issues that in response that were raised at the meeting, we asked how we would dealt previously with previous owners who had tunnels built under their property, and how many such owners and instances, and how much did the MTA bill those property owners to go through their property? Did they pay them a fair dollar amount? How much additional construction costs did the property owners incur due to these new requirements that they were not faced with before? In our response to the original exponent report, we say that 0.5% settlement, which is about 0.5 inch, is expected in the ground above the tunnels. The staff report says that the ground settlement will only cause slight damage to buildings. Do we repair those buildings that are damaged by tunnels, and are we subject to lawsuits to repair those damages, or are we exempt and allow the owner of that facility to have that burden? When we say damage, do we mean cosmetic or structure? And then it's come to my attention that there are questions about the credentials of our so-called MTA experts. Expert Lucy Jones and James Dolan are licensed to practice geology, geophysics, or engineering in the state of California. It's true that Lucy Jones is not a geologist. She's a seismologist. Would the MTA base a geological conclusion of safety on the testimony of a seismologist? This is akin to asking the weather girl giving advice on how to secure your home during a hurricane.
Hold it.
Is James Dolan licensed under the California State Board for Professional Engineering, Land Surveyor, or Geologist? The answer is no. So this sounds like the perfect example of finding so-called experts who will behave as trained SEALs. There's a cottage industry of people running around, getting on TV. The sad part is that when a project fails, the taxpayers are left holding the bag. And these are questions that we need to have explored, discussed, and not given a report today to ask for a vote. And I'm going to be bringing in a motion after we hear public comment that we have a delay so we can review and get full information before a decision is made on this very important project.
CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A set of questions were asked last week. In the past days, staff has worked to evaluate the input made by the Beverly Hills presenters last week and to respond in short order promptly and in a qualified fashion to the questions that were raised. I believe that we have done that. I believe that we have presented sound and solid work that adequately addresses the questions. I believe that the experts that we have had, who are indeed experts, who are involved in issues of national and worldwide significance in terms of safety issues involving earthquakes and seismology and indeed geology, I think we have a I know we have a team that has geologists, seismologists, engineers, and I believe that the recommendations are sound. And I believe that there's a very firm basis, a very strong, reasonable basis for proceeding with the recommended action.
Public comment, beginning with Arnold Sachs, and then Tom Morley, and then Jenny Warman.
Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you. Good morning. What an interesting discussion. But first, let me point out, here's a scoping report from April 2009 on the West Side Subway Extension. Most heard comments, construction impacts, tunneling under private property, parking lot around stations, Crenshaw Station, I-105. There was no commentary made about Beverly Hills High in 2009. Then this item from the construction committee in 2010, hiring three doctors, Dr. Cording, Dr. Parker, and Dr. Mo, Larry, and Curley, to do expert technical support, geotechnical studies for the downtown connector, the West Side Extension, $3 million. Nothing about tunneling under Beverly Hills High. Somebody mentioned... No way to build a tunnel safety under a fault line. Why was that considered as an option
much.
In the first place?
Thank you, Tom.
You're just wasting time.
Thank you.
Who are?
Tom Morley.
Tom Moxley. With Ironworkers Moxley. Local 433.
Moxley.
I stand here and in support of this, we have built...
Stop, everybody.
The building trades have built tunnels all over the world under the English Channel, under the San Francisco BART. And I stand here in support of this, looking at experts who had looked at this, the Constellation for movement of people and ease of and where the ridership is, the evidence is sound. So thank you, and I look for your support.
Thank you, Tom. Mr. Moxley. Jenny Warman and Nick Garzilli. Jenny and Nick.
Hi, my name is Jenny Warman. I'm running as a congressional candidate in California's 28th district. I'm here with Mr. Garzilli to urge the board to sign this memorandum of understanding. What we need is a quantum leap in transportation. The type of technology outlined in this memorandum would be one-tenth the cost of your average high-speed rail project, use one-fiftieth of the energy, provide for high-paying blue-collar jobs, and this is a great way to balance the budget, and there's private equity companies standing by ready to invest in this technology. It would save us so much money, and this is really what we need to go into the future, to leap into the future. We need to deregulate transportation technology the way we deregulated communication, and we've seen what it's done with that. Now we all have iPads and smartphones. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Robbie Hunter and – I'm sorry, Nick Garzilli and Robbie Hunter.
Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to thank Arthur Leahy for passing my information over to Diego Cardoso in your office, and we're talking about this. What we're looking for is 3 miles of abandoned railroad track to put up the first 3 miles, 375-mile-per-hour demo of ET3. And here's the memorandum of understanding on that. Now, Mr. Mayor, you held a contest, LA2B, a couple months ago. My submission, Quantum Leap in Transportation, Build ET3 in LA First, went viral. and we had almost four times as many votes as the second place submission in that category. 113 Facebook likes, as far as I saw, none of the other submissions had one. We can build this with private funds. We can really get LA moving. Santa Monica to downtown in 3 minutes. Using 1/50th the amount of electricity as high-speed rail or an electric car. And we can build this without public funds, no taxpayer funds.
Thank you.
We can do this now.
Patty, get the MOU.
Patty?
Robbie Hunter and Michelle Karakian.
Robbie Hunter of the Building Trades. You know, now's the time to commit to keep our commitment to the voters on Measure R. Now's the time to move this station forward in these approvals. Now's the time to make it a more efficient transit system here in Los Angeles. And we at the Building Trades are certainly with 60% unemployment. Now's the time to drive our own economy. And the construction costs at this time are at their lowest. We need to move forward with this station. Thank you.
Michelle Karakian. Kimberly, hey, folks, can we keep the applause down?
Hi.
Kimberly, I'm sorry, Ms. Karakian, and then.
My name is Michelle Karakian. I represent the Los Angeles Business Council. We have over 350 members in the Los Angeles region alone. Over 300,000 people, including myself, commute to the West Side each day for jobs. There are more than 50,000 employees clustered in the Constellation intersection, making them the most likely to use a subway for commuting and trips during the day if the portal is conveniently located. With the LABC offices and several of our member offices located in Century City, we strongly recommend the station be located at Constellation Boulevard and Avenue of the Star in the heart of Century City. As you know, this area is the highest concentration of office space within one quarter mile, with approximately double the number of jobs within the same distance than Santa Monica Boulevard station. Based on the number of people working in this area, the ridership forecasts an estimated 8,500 average daily boardings at Constellation Station compared with the 5,500 average daily boardings at the station along proposed station along Santa Monica Boulevard. It will also be easier for the 5,000 residents of Century City who mostly live south of Olympic, as well as the thousands of employees at Fox Studios to reach the station.
Thank you.
I strongly urge you to vote.
Thank you very much. Kimberly Richards and waved it. Oh, that's right. And Ernesto Medemo. Ernesto Medemo with the Teamsters? Medrano, I'm sorry. Medrano.
I guess Kimberly's not here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to address you today. My name is Ernesto Medrano. I'm here to voice the support of Teamsters Joint Council 42 for the proposed extension of the Purple Line. Joint Council 42 represents nearly 200,000 hardworking Teamsters in Southern California. We support this subway project because it will put people back to work, both the thousands of people who will build it, including Teamsters, and the thousands of people who will benefit from the employment opportunities that the subway will create. We also support this subway because opportunities that the subway will create. We also support the subway because it will at long last open the employment and academic opportunities in the West Side to all of Los Angeles. I'm also here today to voice the support of a coalition that we belong to. We do our part, LA. Together with our brothers and sisters of the building trades and SEIU and our partners in the business community, we canvassed more than 25,000 homes to inform residents of the subway extension. In the last 2 weeks, we generated nearly 500 separate emails from Angelenos to the MTA board. I'm proud to deliver supplemental report of the activities at this time. Thank you for your careful consideration of the extension of the Purple Line on behalf of the Teamsters.
Thank
and we
you.
Hope we can count on your support
Thank
of this
you
project.
Much.
It's time to get Los Angeles
Thank
back.
Thank you very much. John Walsh.
John Walsh, blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org. You asked Lucy Jones who paid her. You didn't ask Professor Jones. Dolan, though. JMB is the owner of the property. They will get, according to Beverly Correa, $50, $100 million if it's put over there. You, Mr. Mayor, have had campaign contributions from JMB. You, Zev Yaroslavsky, have had it since the 1980s. This is about the blood of children, and it's about money, everything in L.A. There's an active oil well on this campus. No subway has ever passed within a mile of an active oil well pumping in the history of America. And as far as my union brothers, you know where they're building, the MTA is building their buses? In Hungary. That's where they're building their buses. And I'm telling you what JMB means. Iran, it has the largest number of Iranian students, Jews, Christians, and Muslims at Beverly Hills outside of Tehran. This is anti-Iranian, too. And I want you to know that the...
Thank you very much.
The JMB means Jews mean business. Jews mean
Thank
business.
Thank you very much.
Am I the only Jew here?
That's just unacceptable, Mr. Chairman, and I'm asking you to just ask him to be escorted from the room. You just cannot do that. You cannot do that.
It's a second
it demeans,
time.
It not only demeans the people who are in the audience, it demeans this institution, it demeans our democracy. So I'm sick and tired of listening to this crap, and I don't have to listen to it.
And so we're clear, you'll be banned from speaking for 60 days. Mr. Klugman.
Jews mean business?
Okay, wait a minute.
What did I say?
I think you know.
Now tell me, under the First Amendment, what did I say? They're going to beat me up back here.
Nobody's going to. Thank you. Thank you. So, thank you. Damon, you'll be next. Malcolm Klugman. And look, okay, Mr. Klugman, thank you very much.
I want to start by...
Put the microphone up.
Imagine, my supervisor's... Will somebody fix it? Because I've been talking into it.
There you go. It's on. It's on.
I'll go over there. Okay. Hello, does this work?
Good.
Thank you. They're my supervisors talking about people who run around being on television. Come on. This piece. Of course, that's what you do. You know that. All right. What we're talking about, first of all the stuff with the different faults and everything, why is the high school there? Safer from all these fault lines. My concerns are, is there any chance of any sagging like the kind that occurred on Hollywood Boulevard? That's my only concern about the construction. Otherwise, I want you to go ahead. This is so important to the whole region. This is, if you drew a line a mile above Wilshire, a mile below Wilshire, from downtown to Westwood, you have more people than there are in Wyoming. And it's not the job of 10 million people in this county to make Beverly Hills happy.
Thank you, Mr. Klugman.
Chair?
Yes.
Chair, can I take a point of personal privilege? And I just want to be clear that the previous speaker was asked or escorted to leave, not because of what he said, although I highly disagree with what he said, but because of his disruptive behavior. And so I just want to make clear that is the reason why he was asked to leave, for his disruptive behavior.
I think in addition to that, Mr. Director Yaroslavsky took umbrage, and rightfully so, with the characterizations about Jewish children and some of the other references that he made, which are completely out of line, and Mr. Goodman may take umbrage with it, but we can and will bar him for 60 days for continuing to make remarks like that. And with the next speaker is Noah Margot, and then Gary Woods.
Then they came for me.
All right. Damien, if you can keep it up, but you'll have to leave.
Good morning. I'm Noah Margot, a board member from Beverly Hills Unified. I feel like I'm trying to convince a room full of Red Sox fans to root for the Yankees. I know that. it puzzles me why any governing body would vote for a path of litigation while viable options remain. The California Division of State Architects has not weighed in on this. What we say we'd like to build, what you say we can build, is really ultimately subject to their review and approval. I implore you all to explore all of the proposed options to their fullest extent and make a decision that will benefit all of the parties involved. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Gary Woods, Larry Weiner, and Rabbi Klein.
Good morning. I'm the superintendent, Beverly Hills Schools, Gary Woods. There's no doubt this is an important issue. The fact remains that we have one chance to get this right. It just seems obvious that more critical and authentic dialogue needs to happen between the parties, especially the scientists. I respectfully request that you take your time to make the right decision. Dig, baby, dig, just not under our high school.
Larry Weiner? Weiner, I'm sorry. And then Rabbi Klein?
Last week I stood at this podium and asked that you take seriously the hearing that was before you. We asked you to administer the hearing in the spirit that was intended by the law and to receive our information with an open mind. I'm afraid that did not happen. The board was not even able to maintain a quorum during the course of the hearing. Within 2 working days, the board staff had released findings that didn't address one bit of the evidence that was presented by the City of Beverly Hills, including the alternative alignments. Today, we see testimony being presented that, to my view, was presented in this matter in order to avoid the requirement in the state law that expert testimony be subject to cross-examination for the purposes of testing the adequacy of that testimony. We heard some testimony now that the alternative alignments aren't a matter of safety, but a matter of slowing down the subway. So we're now going under Beverly Hills High School rather than the alternative alignments in order to save a few seconds between downtown and Century City. I urge you, it's not too late. Please consider an alternative alignment that does not go under Beverly Hills High School. Thank you.
Thank you. Rabbi Klein.
Good morning. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to say a few words. I'm Rabbi Jonathan Klein from Clergy and Lady and Ed for Economic Justice. We'll make it brief because we know that at this point you've pretty much heard everything that I think you need to hear to make your decision. But I want to welcome Reverend Allison Mark to speak a little bit about her understanding.
I'm a pastor in Pasadena. I have parishioners that are often in the west side, and it's very hard to get to by public transportation. I have a car. I'm very blessed to have one, but there are so many that cannot get to work and back without public transportation.
And now Sam Pullen from Claremont School of Theology.
As a seminary student who works also at the Center for the Working Poor, I know that so many workers who work in Beverly Hills have no option other than public transportation. We need safe ways to transport, and we need to do it also for our future of our environment.
I'll just say in closing, I think I had 2 minutes, but I'll say in closing that despite the fact that most of us here really are not dependent on the subway system, we know
yes,
what
you
is
did
right.
have 2 minutes.
Okay.
That's correct, because you represented all these people, and each
yes.
one of them could
We're
have
We're trying
a minute.
To do
yes.
a process here that will work for you.
You do have a minute.
Thank you. We come here without self-interest in mind. We come here with a concern for the well-being of a lot of people in our society, including the people of Beverly Hills, though they may think otherwise. We believe that we need to create a city that is a 21st century city, just like the great cities of this country that all have built subway systems that are operable and have created a middle class economy. This is a sure way to ensure that there can be some movement of people from one economic bracket to another. Our faith commitment runs the gamut here, but we all agree on one thing and one thing alone, and that is economic justice means all people should have access to good transportation. Thank you.
Thank you. Let the record reflect that Reverend Copeland is also here with us. Alma Ordaz. Kevin Brogan. Constance Bukidis. Yes.
Good morning, Honorable Mayor. You know,
I support the subway extension through the West Side. I'm a native Angeleno. My children were born here. It's about my future. It's about the future of our state, the world that we're leaving for our children. But you have an obligation. You have an obligation to all of us. You have an obligation to not just us here in California, but the people from the entire country have entrusted you with federal dollars to build the subway, and that is to build it responsibly. If you just pick up the newspaper, LA Times, this very Monday, front page article, state safety regulators have ordered stringent inspections of a downtown Los Angeles rail junction for the newly opened Expo line because of a serious design flaw that poses an increased risk of train derailments. Folks, we have one chance, and we have one chance to get it done right. Please take the time, look at the science, listen to your constituents, and understand, we're not here because we don't want a subway. We want a subway, but we want it to go where it belongs and not underneath classroom full of kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ordaz. Kevin Brogan and Constance Boukides.
Yes, Kevin Brogan for Beverly Hills Unified School District. The City of Beverly Hills, with Beverly Hills Unified School District's geologist, presented its evidence last week. These witnesses showed that there were no active faults under Beverly Hills High School or on the Santa Monica Boulevard. I say active because the Beverly Hills geologists tested the soil. They tested it to determine age. No faults were recent post 11,000, within the last 11,000 years. Metro didn't date the soils and can't tell us that these faults are active. Metro presented no witnesses, presented no one subject to cross-examination last week. So now, after the hearing, Metro presents its claimed experts. Now, Dr. Dolan presented a map, but that map that he had has a disclaimer. The disclaimer on the website says, "The State of California and Department of Conservation make no representations or warranties regarding the accuracy of the data from which these maps were derived."
Thank
you. Dr. Jones said it has to be an active fault, but there's been no evidence it's an active fault. This board should reconsider this proposed finding of Constellation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Constance Boukides.
Okay. Westwood native, Comstock Hills homeowners board member and land use chair in Westwood Neighborhood Council. I've lived just north of Century City since it was open fields before it became what it is today, one of the major commercial, residential, and shopping centers in Southern California. I support the Century City station on Constellation. It's ludicrous to spend billions of dollars on this subway to the sea and the located on the edge of a country club. Keep in mind the janitors, hotel maids, retail workers, busboys who will be forced to walk even farther, often in the dead of night, to commute. This West Side subway will tunnel under over 100 homes in Westwood and within one small block of Fairburn Public Elementary School. We in Westwood love our children just as much as those in Beverly Hills, yet no one in Westwood is complaining. The Westwood Neighborhood Council voted unanimously three times in favor of the Century City station on Constellation. UCLA Undergraduate Students Council voted to support the Constellation station. Make this a subway that will serve the greatest number of people for centuries to come, not one that accommodates the interests of a select privileged few.
Thank you very much. Hey, everybody, if we could hold that off. Hold that off. Kevin Norton, Daryl Clark, Matt Cronenberger. Kevin Norton, Daryl Clark, Matt Cronenberger.
Good morning. Kevin Norton, IBW Local 11. IBW agrees with the staff recommendation. We think that a lot of the dialogue here is just a stalling tactic. You should move forward with the project as soon as possible, put people back to work, and with that, I'll yield my time.
Thank you. Daryl Clark. All right, everybody. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daryl Clark, and for a change of pace and a little light on this issue, here's an old family story about Beverly Hills, rail transit, and a high school. And this is true. My great-grandfather, Henry C. Clark, built the first house in Beverly Hills in 1907 on Crescent Drive when my grandfather was 8 and Beverly Hills was little more than tumbleweeds. When it came time for my grandfather to go to high school, he rode the big red cars down Santa Monica Boulevard to Hollywood High, because that was the closest high school. And now I'll say the staff recommendations, I commend for amply addressing safety and science, and I expect my grandfather, who had a master's in chemistry, would have also, except he died 19 years ago at 93, good old age. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt Cronenberger and Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman? Thank you. Matt Cronenberger, are you present? Matt Cronenberger, guess not. Mr. Herman.
Mr. Mayor and members, thank you for having us here today to hear our approach to this. Yes, we must dig, because we need jobs. We've always needed jobs. Jobs promised not just to the east side, but to all of us within this area of jobs. So I say, yes, let's dig. We dug on Bunker Hill, and we exposed gases to the east side, that eggnog smell that we smelled for years. So let's just keep digging, because there are no rules to the consciousness of what you want to do, because the proposal's already been implemented. The idea is there. So let's give America back their jobs. Let's give the workers here who wish to have a job, and I, access to what? Public transportation at a fair cost, not just for myself, but for every Angeleno and constituent that serves, not just in the county, but in the city of Los Angeles, because we deserve transportation that's efficient, effective, and cost appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. David Kirsch, Ben Rusak. You present, Mr. Rusak? And then...
Good morning. David Kirsch with the Carpenters Contractors Cooperation Committee, which is comprised of the Southwest Regional Council of Carpenters and Signatory Contractors. We support the item. Let's keep this moving, put people back to work, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Morning, board members. It's great to see this democracy in action here. I wanted to call to attention, though, as a Van Nuys resident, homeowner, and an incoming master's in urban region planning student at UCLA, I'm working to raise awareness in my community of the unequal considerations provided between the West Side Subway Extension and the Crenshaw LAX line. Although commonly couched in the language of economic reality, the issues of racial and spatial injustice should not be unheard. In order to achieve equitable outcomes in the LA region, our leaders cannot afford to be colorblind. Long ago, restrictive racial covenants and bank loan redlining practices began a process of segregation and underdevelopment of non-white communities. To say that our society has changed since then may be true, but misses the point that communities of color still lack the economic opportunities, school funding, property values, and quality of environment experienced in largely white communities. The MTA has the ability to greatly improve the economic security of marginalized areas by creating access to opportunity through increased mobility and increasing property values through infrastructure development. As a white person who recognizes the unequal benefits provided by development in my neighborhood, I'm calling for proactive leadership driven to reverse the trends of dividing and industrializing under-resourced communities of
Thank
color
you.
While further modernizing geographic privileged areas. Thank you.
Damian Goodman, Lisa Corbon. Gorbachev?
Actually, it feels like the Kremlin, so maybe Gorbatov.
Mr. Goodman's first, but you, okay, if you want to go first. Yes.
Thank you. Once again, here to speak truth to power. To Supervisor Yaroslavsky, as a governing board member, I would not have approved hiring Professor Dolan, even though I am a proud Trojan, if he wasn't licensed. So sorry, Mr. Dolan, I would have attended your class at USC, but I wouldn't have hired you as a board member. We actually did our due diligence when we hired our experts. Lastly, you're careening headlong into a lawsuit, not just CEQA, but NEPA. We are working diligently to try to inform you and educate you to please do the gold standard trench on Santa Monica. Look at Constellation. You have been absolutely disingenuous about how many of you have structured this argument. We are for jobs. We are for commerce. We are for mass transit. We voted for Measure R. We believe in the West Side Subway extension. You're spending $100 million extra to go onto the high school. I'm telling you here and now, you will not succeed. We will stop you at every turn. You will be litigated. You will not be seated here when it happens. Be new people here. But it will not happen this way.
Thank you very much. Damian Goodman.
quote from a great movie, The American President. America is advanced citizenship. You've got to want it bad because it's going to put up a fight. It's going to. When a man whose words make you boil is standing right in front of you. Mr. Mayor, this is my card to the ACLU. Where is yours? You have forgotten your roots, sir.
Thank you.
You have forgotten your roots.
And you. Are you going to speak to...
With respect to this issue as well. The South LA community had so many hopes for you. When you ran for mayor, we got behind you. And yet, I can only imagine what Tom Bradley would be seeing.
Thank you very much. I have thank you very much. David Pinckney and Rabbi David, or Robbie David, I'm sorry. Robbie David? Or Robbie Davis? Is there a Robbie Davis? And then Dave Pinckney? I guess Mr. Ms. Davis.
Measure R was supposed to benefit the communities of Los Angeles by giving them access to transportation. My community is now being used as a thoroughfare. There's a train that's going underground from Exposition to Leimert Park. We are not asking you to put a train underground. We're asking you to keep the train underground. We're asking you to not cause our children to be at hazard by putting a train at street level. You're not allowing us the benefit of our tax dollars. You said it was purely an economic reasoning and that our street was wide enough. We've asked you, as a totality of the community, to please not put the train at street level to find the money. But you won't do an environmental impact report, so the money is not.
Thank you, ma'am.
Even the issue.
Susie Roberts.
You're being unfair.
Thank you very much. Susie Roberts and Denny Zane. Susie Roberts, Ms. Roberts. And then Denny Zane. Are you here? Denny? Gerard Wright.
Okay.
Yes.
I am the president of PTA Council of Beverly Hills. I have 5,000 children. I want a subway. You have been offered three alignments that all hit Constellation, but you have summarily dismissed them, and I'm not understanding why. You can't look at this information within a week and actually have stuff in the paper 2-3 days ago that says you've already made your decision. You need to be open, and there's no rush, that you have to take your due diligence. I really am upset with the, you know, it's fight the issue, not the people. And I'm finding the name-calling very disturbing, and it's setting a bad example for our children and our future leaders. It's the issue. It's the subway. I want people to work. My husband is a member of the union. The Teamsters, I want everybody to have a job. They're going to have a job, whether the Constellation Station goes under Beverly Hills or one of the other ways. I don't see why that can't be looked at more seriously. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Zane?
Members of the board, Move LA is here to urge you to support the staff recommendation. There are really two things about this hearing today that I have found surprising, frankly, even shocking. One is, I think, the poor behavior of some of the people who have come before you to speak. Unfortunately, they often speak before you in rude terms, and I think that's very regrettable, and I want to apologize to you for that. The second thing is very surprising to me. I have seen no actual evidence in the record, written or oral, that actually substantiates a claim that there is a genuine risk below Beverly Hills High School at all. I've heard it claimed, but I have not seen evidence. In fact, your reports and Beverly Hills Consultants' own reports say quite the contrary, that you can do this tunneling safely. I heard nothing at the hearing to suggest that you held with Beverly Hills that there was indeed any evidence that there would substantiate the claim of risks under Beverly Hills High School. Thank Absent you. That evidence, I think you have no course but to take staff recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Zane. Mr. Wright, is that true that you waived your right? Okay. Ariana Manov or Mahov? Ariana? How are you, ma'am?
Hi, good morning. I'm Ariana Manov, and I'm old, and I'm cranky, and I have something to say about the Crenshaw Corridor. I was raised, I'm a white woman, obviously. I was raised in West Los Angeles, which is an advantaged, privileged community. I've lived for the last 15 years in Highland Park, which is a less advantaged community. I love Los Angeles, all of it, not just certain parts of it. And I'm very concerned that since the Metro ran an above-ground rail line through the Highland Park community, that it decimated the business and the residential community and divided us further. I want to see us more connected instead of more divided, and I really want to support in every way possible as a white woman the plans for the Crenshaw Corridor to go underground, not above ground, with all of the attendant problems that creates. I want us to be able to celebrate Los Angeles in all of our diversity and unity and not have advantaged versus disadvantages. I want it to all be a part of the advantage of living in this city.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. Robert Roth and Jeb Middlebrook. Robert Roth, Jeb Middlebrook. Jeb Middlebrook, you're here, sir.
Good morning. My name is Robert Roth. I'm a public school teacher, live and work on the west side of L.A. I applaud the level of study and details of findings just shared around the proposed west side extension. I look forward to using it one day. I rode the metro down here. Safety should come first for all of us in the greater Los Angeles community. It is my great privilege and responsibility to help provide for the safety and well-being of our city's children. You all share that same privilege. You all share that same responsibility. Kids tend to be somewhat reckless. We all know that. Even on the west side, I've witnessed numerous instances of children making careless choices when crossing in traffic, sometimes with devastating results. I look forward to the train lines being expanded through the west and through Crenshaw. Running a train at grade level on Crenshaw past large public schools will greatly increase the possible accidents. Please fund
Thank
the
you.
Environmental
Thank
study.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Jeb Middlebrook, and then Robert McMurray.
Hi, Mr. Mayor and Board. I'm a L.A. transplant from Minnesota. Came to L.A. in 2004 to go to school at USC. And I was really excited to be able to go to school in such a diverse neighborhood and to ride public transportation that connects communities. One thing that's really struck me about the business of the MTA is the amount of time and energy that's put to value and concern around children in the West LA. But what about the value and concern about children in South LA? I take students from USC all the time onto field trips, and the idea of a metro line that they could go to Leimert Park and enjoy a culturally diverse, one of the last African-American areas in L.A. is a value to the community. But if the train decimates and cuts through that area, I'm very concerned about it. I think that the metro can connect our communities and make them more valuable and more connected, and I want to see that do that job and not divide us from each other. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Robert McMurray and Ada or Camacho.
Robert McMurray, Gilchrist Runner, on behalf of the City of Beverly Hills. When my time elapses, I would ask for a few more seconds for a point of personal privilege. Last week, we had a hearing at which we presented experts available for cross-examination. They were vigorously cross-examined by several directors. Then the hearing was stopped. Now we see that your experts are being brought forth to rebut that testimony, and we have no opportunity to cross-examine them. That's contrary to the statute. It also doesn't give us a fair opportunity to know what's going on. We called a new expert, Ms. Jones, who could have been called last week, but we brought her in where we couldn't be cross-examined, etc. I strongly suggest you follow Supervisor and Director Antonovich's advice and postpone this hearing so that these errors can be taken care of. We were also presented today with an addendum, not noticed, not agendized, not circulated, with no public review. It also purports to deal with the elimination of one of the impacts in the EIR. You can't do that in an addendum under CEQA. And even if it were properly noticed, it has no conclusions, just statements, etc. Is there no one in this room that cares about CEQA? I suspect the answer is no, they don't.
Because yes, excuse me, sir. Your time is up, but you wanted to say something else real quick?
Well, yes. I had matter. My time is up?
Your time is up. All right, thank you very much, sir. Ada Camacho, please.
Excuse me.
No, your time is up. Your time is up, sir.
I do have a point of
privilege. Well, your time is up. Ada Camacho. Ada Camacho or Russell Brown? Thank you very much, sir. Your time is up. Well, I'm sorry. Your time is up. Russell Brown? Ada Camacho? Time is up, sir. Ada Camacho? Ms. Camacho is right there.
In the state of California. I'm passing this to our member, Warren Reed, who's on our executive board.
My name is Warren Reed. I'm a security officer here in Los Angeles. The Metro Rail Extension and Metro Station in Central City is a railway for all Angelenos. Many SEIU members work in the Central City area. A Metro Station in Central City area would help reduce commute time for SEIU members, thus allowing more time to spend with our families. In addition, the Metro Rail Extension would open up a tremendous amount of job opportunities to the west side and lessen commute time and reduce traffic and parking issues. We ask for your support of the Metro Rail Extension as proposed by the MTA staff. I do support this.
Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. Russell Brown and Tina Yaghoubi. Russell Brown. Mr. Brown. Tina Yaghoubi.
Russell Brown, 11-year downtown resident, also 9 years with the downtown LA Neighborhood Council and chair of the Transportation Committee. We very much support the West Side Extension. We look forward to not only the West Side being connected to downtown, but downtown connected to the West Side. I want to commend Metro on their 3 years of outreach meetings. We have many stations downtown and also tunnels under many of the buildings downtown. All are safe. Part of my volunteer responsibility also includes president of, as the Pershing Square Park Advisory Board. I'd like to remind folks there's 2,000 parking spaces immediately adjacent to the Pershing Square station, all very safe. Support the Constellation station because it's centrally located. It's safe. It's supported by the vast majority of neighbors and supported by science. Thank you.
Thank you. Tina Yaghoubi. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Hi, good morning. My name is Tina Yaghoubi. I'm a Beverly Hills resident and a Beverly Hills High School alumni. In the past few months, I have watched my city embark on a destructive and wasteful campaign. I've watched my community engage in endless and mindless debates. But in the end, it is the people of Beverly Hills who have lost. The city has roughly spent $3 million fighting the subway, money that should have been spent on education and has instead been thrown away on baseless fight that has been refuted.
Excuse me, everybody, if you could. Let her...
That has been refuted continuously by science. Where is the outrage? I attended Beverly Hills High School during the oil well controversy. Former students came forth claiming they had been diagnosed by cancer as a result of the oil well. At no point during my 4 years did I hear a single administrator, faculty member, or public official address this issue. Why was this? Why weren't they concerned about our safety? And more importantly, why are they concerned now? Why is the issue of safety only invoked when it is politically and fiscally convenient? The people of Beverly Hills should be outraged. They have been misled and taken advantage of. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. That concludes public comment. Yes? Cindy?
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. We did have a card in on 59.
58. That concludes public comment.
I think I was signed up for this.
Beg your pardon, sir?
1 minute. I was signed up for this, I believe. My name is Les Davis.
Les Davis, 1 second. Do you have a Les Davis? Wes Davis? I don't have a card for you, sir. There are two items. It may be on another item. 58.
Hey, it was a flurry of registration. I'm sorry. I don't know.
We're looking, sir. You signed up for...
I can be done by the time you find it.
I know you can, but if we did that, then everybody could do that, and I'm trying to be as consistent as possible. I don't seem to have one for you. There are for other items, but not this one. Okay? Thank you very much. And thank you all very much. I know that these are issues that raise passions, and I certainly understand that. Is there a question by Director Antonovich?
Mr. Lay, it's my understanding that Dr. Thomas Rockwell, one of our MTA fault experts used in forming the assessment on this geological issue, that he has since changed his position and issued a statement of dissent recanting that conclusions of supporting this. And do we have a copy of his statement that he submitted?
David, do you have any information on this?
Dr. Rockwell here. He was on your biographies of those. It's my understanding he issued a statement to the MTA that he now opposes this.
Was he part of the team?
He's right here.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's part of it. With Mr. Dolan, who does not have a certification, I understand, and Thomas Haney and Edward Cording. This is from the MTA.
Are we aware of Dr. Rockwell or any statements he may have made?
I believe this is the first we've heard of this.
First you heard, you don't have a copy of that?
Thomas Rockwell's statement? I don't believe we're aware of that, no.
Has he said anything to you?
I don't believe, this is the first I've heard of it. I don't know if anybody on our panel has heard of this.
No. Okay.
I'm not aware of that.
Speak in the microphone, I can't hear you.
We understand that he's been out of the country for a few weeks. He's in Israel, so we did not receive anything from him.
Email is quite efficient.
Well, nobody shared any emails with us either.
Okay, I understand he had submitted something, and I asked, did we receive a copy? Because I hadn't received a copy of it.
Well, does anybody have a copy of it? Whoever gave you that information have a copy of it, Mike? Or is this just another rumor? Pardon?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. We have no evidence that this has taken place, so I think it's unfair to ask us to. Mr. Chairman, are we ready to act? Are we ready to act? Okay, Mr. Stamm, what are the? Okay. What are the findings that, that we need to make? Is that on the staff report for the staff recommendation?
Yes, sir.
Yes, they're in the board report. The proposed decision and findings are attached to the board report.
Okay. I'm going to move that we approve the staff recommendation and find, well, you've got the language in front of you, I find that the recommendation of the staff is totally reasonable, we've been going through this for a long time. There's been interminable studies. I did not expect Beverly Hills City or School District to come back and say, oh, you're right, we're wrong, any more than they expected us to say they're right and we're wrong. What we're obligated to do is take a look at the evidence, take a look at the reasonableness of the evidence that we have, of which it's all incorporated, to respond to Mr. McMurray's comment, all incorporated into the record last week. We, again, did not put our witnesses up, number one, because we wanted to give Beverly Hills the maximum amount of time to put on their witnesses, and number two, this was not a trial. This was never intended to be a trial. If you go to court, you'll have plenty of time to cross-examine our witnesses under oath. We didn't cross-examine your witnesses under oath. Our experts didn't cross-examine your witnesses. Only members of the board asked, peppered you with a handful of questions. So I think we've done our due diligence. We've responded to the City of Beverly Hills request, and I move the staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation has been moved by Director Yaroslavsky. It's been seconded by Director Katz. Any comment? Director Fasana and Antonovich.
I'd like to make an amendment, substitute motion. I would therefore move that the MTA board direct the CEO to conduct a standard seismic fault hazard analysis for both the Constellation and Santa Monica station sites that meet the standards set by the California Geologic Survey. Invite the City of Beverly Hills to monitor the work performed to complete the seismic fault hazard analysis. Engage the California Geological Survey to serve as a neutral third party to evaluate the data and findings from the seismic fault hazard analysis. Request the California Geologic Survey to present its findings and conclusions to the MTA board at the earliest possible board meeting. Defer action on approving the project definition for Phase 2 and 3 of the West Side Subway Extension Project from the Wilshire-La Cienega Station to the Westwood Station, until which time the California Geologic Survey makes its presentation to the board. And as we know, the Geological Survey, as regarded, is the primary source of the geological seismological products and services for decisions making the California government agencies, businesses, and the public, according to the CGS vision statement. This statement declares that the mission is to provide scientific products and services about the state geology, seismology, and mineral resources, including their related hazards that affect the health, safety, and business interests of the people of California. The MTA board faces a critical decision with the issues of safety for future riders, a decision that hinges upon the credibility and accuracy of geological, seismological, and mineral data. Incumbent upon this state-created agency to call upon the state California's premier experts who are certified to examine evidence and implications of faulting at proposed Purple Line stations serving Century City, namely the Constellation and Santa Monica Boulevard station sites. The MTA staff and the City of Beverly Hills provide that scientific evidence and data that conflict often enough to render different conclusions about the safety of constructing a station at either the two aforementioned station sites. As with any dispute involving data and science, it's better to have public policy appeal to a neutral third party with the authority and credibility to mediate conflicts, in this case, the CGS, so that the public agency can move forward with its decision with confidence and the highest level of scientific conclusions, a standard seismic fault hazard analysis to be conducted by the MTA with monitoring by the City of Beverly Hills with its data sent to the CGS for analysis, findings of fact, and conclusions. Mr. Chairman.
There is a motion.
I will second.
Seconded by Director Fasana. Any other speakers? Director Kanabi?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question I have in regard to this, how long would this take? And I didn't ask you, Mr. Sachs.
I've been informed that that's a 8-week process.
8 week. By who?
By the state, I guess.
Who can validate
wait,
that?
Wait, wait, wait. In answer to your question, Director Antonovich said he was informed by, and then he said, the state, I guess.
Okay. It's probably more reliable than we get something just presented
just,
before
I'm
the
just
board meeting to vote on.
I'm saying what you said.
Open the roll. Let's go.
Well,
I understand.
Director Kanabe's got a question.
I think
we're
it's a legitimate question. If it's 6 months or a year,
my understanding
you know,
from the Beverly
why
Hills
don't we get on with the lawsuit? You know,
right?
If it's a short to validate our information, then it might be reasonable.
Absolutely, absolutely.
As far as I know, I work for the U.S. Geological Survey. We partner with the state on many activities. There is not, as far as I know, a standard seismic fault analysis process. There is an ongoing process by which we include faults within the California Seismic Hazard Map, and both Santa Monica and the Northern Newport Inglewood Fault have already been evaluated by the state and included as active faults in the state seismic hazard analysis. That's just gone through a review. None of that's changed. The one other thing that might be referred to is the Aquas Priolo Act, which has a very specific requirement of trying to prevent fault offset. So the requirement is not just be active, but that you can define it at the surface. And I know of faults that have been under review for 15 years without that are obviously active that have not yet been included in the Aquas Priolo Act. So that's a difficult process, and they don't really have a form. One of the problems is there isn't a formal process for getting things included.
Wait, Director Kanabe?
Well, I'm still waiting for it. I mean, I understand what you're saying about, you know, whether you can or can't. I'm just saying in this particular request that Mr. Antonovich is asking for, do we have any idea on the length? You're saying we don't?
Well, there isn't a particular meaning to standard seismic fault analysis. I can say that the CGS scientists who are responsible for the Southern California area have been at the trenches. They've seen all the data. They've been part of the analysis. And
they've been part of the analysis on this.
Well, they came in as independent reviewers, brought it. Beverly Hills invited them to see the trenches that they put in on the high school. Now, of course, those trenches are only for the Newport Inglewood Fault. The Santa Monica Fault wasn't part of any of the data that's coming in from the high school. But there are CGS scientists that have looked at the data that the MTA put together. There have been trench parties and they're called, and they've come and looked at the cores. So they could probably give an informal appraisal quite quickly, and I'm pretty sure that it'll be the same as mine. But in terms of standard seismic fault analysis, the only one I know of is the AP Act, and that takes many, many years. So it depends on what's being referred to here.
And Mr. Chairman, there's Tim Barres from Beverly Hills who would answer that question. He's in the audience. Succinctly.
I don't know Steve really well. You're a hired gun, aren't you, Steve?
Well, I'm definitely retained by the school district on this.
So do we really want to get...
Ask the question to answer that question succinctly.
The question is how long it'll take.
I can't speak for the CGS. The CGS has already been involved on here. You do have standard Note 49 procedures for doing a fault hazard analysis of sites like the school district, which it's already in the middle of. It will undoubtedly require some additional testing at whichever sites are considered, Constellation and or Santa Monica. So you're going to have to get out there and do some trenching and some additional digging on that. But I would still anticipate, you saw the amount of work we were able to do within a couple of months at the high school, the same amount of work and review could be accomplished at any of the subway station sites.
That's the issue. I mean, I think the real issue here is that no one really knows, I mean, for sure. This could take a very long time, as I understand that. And, you know, so any other, Mr. Fasana?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I want to start off first by saying that I think from what I've heard, and I'm certainly no seismologist or geologist or whatever, But I think that we can tunnel. I think we can tunnel safely under Beverly Hills High School. That having been said, I think that we also, with our studies, have thrown a pretty good hot potato, or whatever term you want to use it, given Aquas Priolo and other considerations to the city of Beverly Hills and the Beverly Hills Unified School District, that I think raises many implications and suggests that they really have no obligation but to litigate this substantially going forward. My concern is I'm still not certain that it really makes sense for us to get into a massive bout of litigation on this without knowing more about what our alternatives might really be on Santa Monica, knowing that we've already heard some that say that it isn't a fault zone, others that say maybe you can do some trenching. I think it might make sense to go ahead and look at the trenching, also to look forward to really some other alternatives we may have, whether it's going deeper under the school. I mean, sitting here today, it seems that, you know, maybe going 20 feet, 40 feet or whatever below the school seems reasonable to us. Longer term, given their facilities, their constrained footprint, and what they need to do, I don't think they're necessarily ready to sign on from what they're said. So I think, given what CEQA law is today, given the ability to run out the clock, given the demonstrated commitment that they have shown already to this point, that I think whether it's looking at some of these other alternatives, we're already adding a delay by going off of Santa Monica and serving Century City in terms of, you know, slowing down the rail. I think maybe we need to be looking at some other means of not going under the school, of allowing this project to move forward without massive litigation and other unforeseen impacts that could affect the countywide willingness to extend funding for our projects and to get this project done. So I actually do support the motion for additional research.
Okay, Director Yaroslavsky.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say that 2 months ago or thereabouts, when we had one of our committee meetings, School District of Beverly Hills asked us to delay action on this because it would just be a few more weeks. I think 8 weeks was the statement when we'd have some answers from the California Geological Survey. It's been more than 8 weeks now, or a little more, and we have no answer. This is more likely years, not weeks or months, and I don't think we should delay it. This has been a. I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to realize what the strategy is here. Is the opponents of this project, as recommended by the staff, has tried every way to delay this, and this has been studied, interminably studied. The last thing I want to say is this in response to Mr. Fasano's comment. Where we stand now is we either go to Constellation or we don't go to Century City. I don't believe I certainly will not support a line under Santa Monica Boulevard when every one of our experts has said that it is dangerous and the risk is too great. The City of Beverly Hills' own study that they commissioned, the Shannon and Wilson study, said that as to safety issues, this Constellation was a better alternative than Santa Monica. So the issue is now not whether we go under Santa Monica or under Constellation. It's not whether we go under Constellation or rejigger the whole thing and go under Wilshire Boulevard and bypass Century City. Now, there's nobody here, including myself, who was here when the decision was made to bypass LA International Airport on the Green Line. But there isn't a week that goes by that I don't get somebody saying to me, how did you bozos ever allow that to happen? I don't want to be in the position after we build this line to say, how did we miss Century City? The City of Beverly Hills' own consultant said you can build safely under the high school, under the high school property. We're not even going under the historical school. We can build in methane zones. This is not even a high-risk methane zone. We're building in the high-risk methane zone in the Miracle Mile. There's a methane zone all over Southern California. We've built under schools in East Los Angeles, in the Central Los Angeles. This is not rocket science. It's not the first time it's ever been done. And the campaign, the hysteria campaign that has been generated on the video and otherwise has just been incomprehensible to me, and it's put people in a corner now where they can't extricate themselves from it because they've said the buildings are going to blow up, and how do you now say, well, we were wrong? Buildings aren't going to blow up. This is something we have done, we are doing, we have refined it as a construction science. It was done in the East Los Angeles without incident, under budget, at least on schedule, if not ahead of schedule, and it certainly was the case elsewhere in the country. So I ask for a no vote on Mr. Antonovich's motion to delay this and ask for an aye vote on moving forward.
Okay, so the substitute – excuse me, everybody. Thank you. I'm trying to be as fair as possible to all the sides. We don't need all of the applause. The substitute motion by Mr. Antonovich has been moved and seconded. Please open up the roll.
This is Pam. I don't have any button to push.
So are you...
I'm a no vote on this.
A no vote...
on the substitute.
Okay,
motion.
So we'll do a roll call vote on this. Okay, would you like to?
And I haven't been able to hear the secretary call my name.
Yeah, she didn't call it yet, but she will.
Director Najarian.
Okay.
No.
Director Fasana.
Yes.
Director Wezar.
No.
Director O'Connor.
No.
Director Yaroslavsky.
No.
Director Antonovich? No. Director Katz? No. Director Kanabi? No. Director Wilson? No. Director Molina? Director Villaraigosa?
No.
Motion does not carry.
So on the, excuse me, on the underlying motion.
Call the roll.
Staff recommendation.
On the staff report to adopt the decision findings regarding the station.
Director Najarian?
Yes.
Director Fasana?
No.
Director Wezar?
Yes.
Director O'Connor?
Yes.
Director Yaroslavsky?
Yes.
Director Antonovich? No. Director Katz?
Yes.
Director Kanabi? Yes. Director Wilson?
Yes.
Director Molina's absent. Motion carried.
What about me? Yes.
Don't hurt his feelings.
Motion carries.
That concludes this. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Item 59.
Yes. Item 59 is to approve the project definition for phases 2 and 3 and the related actions to that. This item was presented last month to the board, and at that time the board only approved phase 1 of the project definition. Now we are asking the board to approve the definition for phases 2 and 3. That would include the station and alignment for Century City, for Westwood UCLA, and Westwood Veterans Administration Hospital. It would also include the recommendations for the location of the station entrances and construction staging sites at the four westernmost stations. These include Wilshire Rodeo. They include Century City, Westwood UCLA, and Westwood VA Hospital. We also, in the staff recommendation, recommend further work with in Century City for a secondary entrance like we did at LACMA last month to work at no increase in cost to the project to provide a second entrance paid for outside of the project budget to access Century City Mall. And we also have recommendations for construction-related mitigation measures to be worked out during final design as we go forward. In terms of the CEQA and CEQA actions, we are asking for approval to file a notice of determination and findings of fact, overriding considerations, and a mitigation monitoring and reporting plan. We also bring to your attention that there was an addendum we brought in today. Our public comment period ended 2 days ago. As a result of the review of all the public comments, we've suggested a few minor edits to the environmental document. We ask you to consider those as a part of your approval of the definition of phases 2 and 3. And that's the staff report. We could answer questions, or we do could show revised portions of the PowerPoint that was presented last month if the board wishes.
Mr. Chairman, I would move, just to get it on the table, I would move the staff recommendation with the amendments they have made pursuant to the public comment that was received in the last few days.
Second.
Been moved by Director Yaroslavsky, seconded by Director Katz. Any comment? Oh, we still have public comments, so let me go to that. Larry Wiener. Sorry. You know, that it gets pronounced both ways, so, but thank you, Mr. Wiener.
More common is the other pronunciation, so no problem.
Yeah.
Thank you again. My name is Larry Wiener. I am the city attorney for the city of Beverly Hills. You have before you the decision on the project. But of course, what we are concerned about is the alignment as it approaches Century City, as it approaches Constellation Boulevard. That issue has been portrayed to you as an issue of safety. It is not. It is an issue of timing. The first issue of timing is the issue of how quickly you need to make this decision. You don't need to make it today. You can wait for input from the California Geologic Survey. You can wait for input from the Division of State Architects. The second issue, apparently, is the issue of timing from downtown to Century City. This is not a choice solely between Santa Monica and Constellation. We have provided you alternative alignments that allow the subway to reach a Constellation station, and what you heard from your own staff today was that that would require the subway to slow down. You would reach Century City several seconds later than otherwise. Is that really worth going under Beverly Hills High School for? We think not. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Kevin Brogan, Dean Dennis, Mr. Brogan, Dean Dennis, Doug Wilson.
Back again, Mr. Mayor. Kevin Brogan for Beverly Hills Unified. The rush to judgment here continues. Some members have publicly stated that they have already made their decisions weeks and weeks ago. We've repeatedly asked for more time, more study on the geology, because there's uncertainty. But no, the board wants to rush to judgment. Good planning and fiscal prudence require a thorough study of both Santa Monica and Constellation, yet Metro's done neither. The additional information from the geologists and from CGS is information that will be helpful to this Metro board. CGS is about to report within a couple of weeks on the work they've already done with respect to studying Beverly Hills Unified. To act on this information without, to act right now without this information is simply wrong. It's a rush to judgment. The hearing on May 17th showed that there's at least one alternative to go to Constellation. We believe there are many more alternatives that can avoid tunneling under Beverly Hills Unified School District's property. We would urge this board to consider those thoroughly and not adopt item number 59. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dean Dennis and then Doug Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the chair's permission, in advance of my time here, I'd like to hand up a legal position letter that we have for the record. It sets forth the district's legal position. It is basically a position on compliance with CEQA, what Metro needs to do to comply with CEQA. It's a follow-on to our previous letters that have covered most of this material. Basically, two points. And what has been described by others as a rush to judgment without waiting for the completion of all the scientific studies that are in the works, Metro is pre-committed to the Constellation alternative in advance of all the evidence. That is in contrast to the FTA, which has extended the public comment period so our reports can be considered. Second, number two, given the volume of significant new evidence that has been presented since the circulation of the draft EIR and close of the comment period, no fewer than 9 scientific reports that include evidence that Metro scientific studies are not accurate has been presented. That must now be recirculated in a supplemental EIR.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Doug Wilson and Wesley Davis.
Doug Wilson waives his time.
Thank you. Wesley Davis. Wesley Davis. Mr. Davis. So this is what had happened. You were on this one and not the other one. But
I'm not, yeah. Thank you for letting me address the board.
No, thank you, sir, for being so patient.
As I listen to the exhaustive studies and statistics on geology, seismology, child safety, and the economic and commercial considerations of the Constellation Station, I strongly urge that the same measure of care and attention will go into the study, especially the needed environmental impact report, which would allow the Crenshaw LAX line to be constructed as a subway under the one-mile area between 48th and 59th Streets. Just from standing here listening to what has been presented this morning, it sounds as though it would only take a small fraction of the collective survey funding and work that has been poured into the Constellation Station issues to make this study happen. Above-ground construction would destroy this business corridor. Please allow it the same opportunity to develop, thrive, celebrate, and share its cultural and historical importance with the rest of Los Angeles. Other areas like the Red Line Station near my house in North Hollywood have had the same opportunity, and I believe Crenshaw deserves it too. Thank you.
And again, Cindy Sturt, Cindy, as the gentleman before you, what had happened was you were speaking for this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hi. Yeah.
Good morning.
And they're related, so.
John Goodwin is waiving his time, and we know that time is tight this morning. I'm speaking on behalf of the Century City Shopping Center. We appreciated Planning and Programming's recommendation in April concerning the secondary portal at the shopping center, which is visited by more than 1 million people a month. The community has expressed its overwhelming support for this direct connection in letters that have been submitted to you. At that time, Director Katz asked staff to review these issues. We really appreciate their efforts. They've worked very well with us. As to the portal design, we support the exhibit in today's staff report. It's Exhibit A6, reflecting our discussions and support that. In addition, there will be construction beneath and around the shopping center, but it has to stay in operation so we can keep generating Prop R sales tax funds and the jobs and employment that we have there. We also appreciate the letter that staff gave to us yesterday. It includes acoustical measures and construction mitigation planning. We'd like to submit that for the record and ask the board to make that part of the record of the action today. Thank you very much.
Let the record reflect that Kimberly Richards and Gerald Wright are in support of this item but are waiving their right to comment. Arnold Sachs. Sachs.
Yes, thank you again. Another Metro handout from 2009, West Side Subway Extension public meetings. West Side Extension Transit Corridors from 2008, the rush to judgment, the amount of money that's been spent, the movement, especially by the supervisor of the West Side, who in and of himself delayed this project 20 years by his ridiculous concerns regarding the methane gas at Fairfax and 3rd, stopping subway construction in the county of Los Angeles for 25 years. Now he's ready to roll. Let's get moving. But we could build, and why, again, and you didn't answer this question, why the first alternative? Why the alternative on the fault line in the first place that the LA Times editorial speaks about? If all your experts said it wasn't feasible, why was the alternative given? We don't have a question. We don't have an answer for that. But let's go Metro.
William Korthoff? Korthoff and Piedmont Brown.
William Korthoff, lifetime resident of LA County, small business owner. To speak about the Purple Line in the West Side, crossing the most congested parts of LA that need high capacity subway. Staff recommendation on this project is based on traffic needs and 100 years of safe underground subway construction. Delays in subway construction and subway planning mean more traffic, more pollution, more fatalities, and more expense to the citizens of LA County. Now, Beverly Hills officials are taking a shameful position to litigate and obstruct the subway construction, dubiously wasting millions of public money. This is a shameful situation. It should be an outrage, not just to the citizens of Beverly Hills, but to the entire county. Please proceed with the staff recommendation and build this subway. Thank you.
Thank you. Piedmont Brown. Piedmont Brown?
Waives his time.
Waives his time. Thank you very much. Robert? It's Roberts with the City of Beverly Hills and Mahoney?
Murray.
Jesus, McMurray. Mr. McMurray.
And I thought I made such an impression on you. Robert McMurray on behalf of Gilchrist and Goddard, on behalf of the City of Beverly Hills. First of all, I'd like to incorporate by reference and not go through again all my comments concerning the CEQA violations that will be dealt with in a different forum. Secondly, we also submitted today, or have submitted, two comments concerning the findings of fact, one for Matter 58, one for Matter 59. I'd like to have those submitted. These are just exhibits, so please don't think that that's the comment letter. Finally, I want to make a comment concerning the alignments, the three alignments through Constellation. The objection by your experts was, well, we'd have to go too deep and the tunnel and the curves would seem too much. Number one, our experts went through this and determined that you could get through all of these except under one parking structure, and that is only about 40 feet. So you're wrong. The second thing is, well, the curves are too great. You know how we did that curve? We drew the curve that Mr. Dolan did, we flipped the tracing paper over, and we used the same alignment. So he's just blasted his own curve. Thank you very much.
Yes, so Connor, are you still on the line? I think she's... Lisa Corbon? Corbathon? Yeah. No, it's not a metal block, ma'am. It's...
Thank you. I want to thank personally Supervisor Antonovich and Director Fasana for their courage of conviction and their thoughtfulness and their reasonableness to say, why don't we wait a couple months and do some real research and have everyone look at it in an open and doing business in the light of day. This whole process has been corrupt since day one. I was here October of 2010 when we started this terrible journey, and nothing much has changed. Supervisor Yaroslavsky has said his door is open. His door was slammed shut from day one. He also said that it's all about the science. It's never been about the science. It's been a war against Beverly Hills Unified School District. We are not NIMBYs. We are not entitled. Westwood is, by the way, not Hell's Kitchen. So I would like to say to all of you that we are here today once again to say to you, take the time, look at the science, be reasonable, be open-minded, do the people's business in the light of day, or you will find yourself facing a NEPA and a CEQA lawsuit. I plead with you to please take the time to listen to us.
Thank you,
so we don't meet in court.
Thank you. And then Jose Rodriguez. By the way, your printing is excellent. Excellent. I showed some of these that were difficult to pronounce, and none of us could read them.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, at this board meeting today. My name is Jose Rodriguez. I'm a student of Cal State LA, and I want to mention this. Why are we wasting all this time, you know, thinking about this extension of the Purple Line? We already say no. No one at the bus rider union even agree with this. We don't need this train. It's a wasting money. It's a wasting time. We do not need a train because we have all services, the service on the areas of Century City, Westwood, and Santa Monica, and those are MTA 704, 720, 728, 733, MTA 534, the big bus from Santa Monica, Line 10, and the Commuter Express 431 and 534. So it's just a duplication. We do not need the station or no train. Forget about it. Kill it. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Fasana?
I have no further comments.
Director Katz? Is Director O'Connor on the line? Director O'Connor?
Yes, I am. I have to
okay.
Turn the mute button.
So will the Secretary please call the roll? I mean, please call the vote.
Director Najarian?
Yes.
Director Fasana?
No.
Director Huizar?
Yes.
Director O'Connor?
Yes.
Director Yaroslavsky? Yes. Director Antonovich?
No.
Director Katz?
Aye.
Director Wilson?
Yes.
And Chair Villaraigosa?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. That concludes this item. Okay, but let's go back to the seat. Please, everybody. I want to thank you all, by the way, all of the views that have been expressed today. Look, people have a right to the views, and my own sense is that people come by those views legitimately and honestly, and I thank you for coming today, and I recognize that we may not all be in agreement, and there may be serious disagreements here, but I do thank you for your civility. Thank you all very much. Item number four, CEO's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we all know, we had a terrible incident on Sunday. And
shh. Everybody, this is a very serious matter.
Once one of our employees was killed, since that time, the sheriff and I and others at MTA have been talking about what we might do. I'll just tell you real quickly that we've offered any and all assistance to the widow and to the family of the operator. We've also asked the sheriff to work on an increased deployment of officers on our bus system and the rest of our system so that we can be extra vigilant to ensure that we're as safe as we possibly can be. The chief here, Chief Jordan, is here to give you a brief update. I know time is very short, but Chief, please.
Yeah, following the homicide, the tragic incident, we immediately enhanced patrols on the bus sides and the west side. And particularly the bus line in the 105, which is where this happened. We're doing high visibility patrols, plain clothes on the buses, at the bus stops, and at bus terminals and intermodal hubs. We're going to increase those patrols moving forward, and we're targeting, in addition to those lines that we have identified through explained intelligence-led policing before, high incident not lines. So we look at complaints by the bus operators, crimes, complaints by the community, our bus patrons, and we're targeting the top 15 lines on a rotating basis based on the priority of reporting that comes into us. We'll do that for the next several weeks and assess them each week and move the patrols to where we believe is appropriate. These patrols will include 24 sworn personnel. They'll be focused primarily on PMs, although we will have some enforcement on days. Again, I said they'll do high visibility patrols and plain clothes assignments on the targeted bus lines. Are there any questions regarding what we're doing moving forward?
Director Antonovich?
Did the suspect know the victim?
Right now it's still under investigation, but it does
Excuse
not
me, everybody.
Appear to be a prior relationship between the bus operator and...
There was or there's not?
Does not appear to be, nope. But it's still under investigation.
I understand he was not a recent parolee as either.
I don't have that information yet.
Mr. Chair, I might mention that we met with the union leadership yesterday. We are assisting the family with funeral costs. We meet again with the union in 2 weeks to see what ideas we may get from our employees as to how to improve safety and whatever the sheriff may come up with. We'll be doing meetings out at all the divisions. I've been to two of the divisions since the event. The sheriff and management and board staff are welcome to attend to learn what we can learn from this. Our employees, by the way, are obviously very nervous. They're very concerned. They're very aware of the situation. I think they do understand the nature of what happened here, and they are, I think, almost with one voice looking for more visibility from the Sheriff's Department.
This next item is fairly lengthy, item 30. Thank you very much. And it's fairly lengthy, and I think we're going to lose a quorum in no small part because...
Buenas tardes. Oiga, señor Villaraigosa, ya es la segunda vez que vengo y no me ha pasado mi nombre ahí.
Señora, por favor, gracias. Gracias. Yes, we'll take public comment. On item four, you're saying? On the chair's report. Is there public comment associated with item number four? Well, all I can tell you is... Mr. Sachs?
Yes, thank you. I'd also like to express my condolences for the operator of the bus, but I'd also like to know, because all too often the MTA buses have become rolling stock for mental health, has the person that's been accused of this crime have any mental health problems associated in previous years? And in response to Supervisor Antonovich, he may not... if they can find out if he was a recent parolee. Also, if that could be checked, if he was a recent release from the county jail system, because they may not be on parole, they may be early release from the county jail system, cannot be found out. Because I know if he was a parolee, we'd hear about it in the county in direct response to AB 109. But if he was a release from the county jail, nobody would say anything about that.
Damien Goodman. Damien Goodman. Señora, ¿no tienes una tarjeta como esta? Oh, no, pero ¿tienes una tarjeta como esta para hablar hoy? ¿Cómo te llamas?
Araceli.
Araceli. Is there an Araceli? Araceli, ¿cómo se su apellido? Oh, Villarreal. I think they're y querías hablar sobre cuál asunto.
Sobre un proyecto que quieren plantar, pero me han dicho que quieren todo sin fines de lucro, pero ese proyecto se vende.
Okay. Vamos a tratar de ver dónde vas a dar testimonio, pero para ahorita no estás aquí. Just general public comment. Okay. Item number 30. Let the record reflect that. Is Mr. Yaroslavsky still here?
Item number 30 is to authorize the Chief Executive Officer to implement the gate locking plan and convert the ticket vending machines throughout the Metro Rail system to operate in a tap-only environment. I'll forego the presentation for the sake of time, but what this entails is basically modifying the ticket vending machines beginning June 7th. For implementation, we initiate the conversion on June 20th with the TVMs completed by August 9th. What that would enable us to do is do intermittent locking of the stations. In terms of the impacts, it would be a total tap conversion of our ticket vending machines as well as the metro system. This means the single trips and day passes would be converted. The senior fares, the 20 and 25 and 55 cent fares, would be available on tap. The dollar fees that apply on the buses would also apply. IETs would continue to be distributed through the ticket machines, and we would use ambassadors and reassign LASD personnel to implement the change. In terms of accelerating the program, we could, again, begin gate locking as early as June 27th, and what that is intermittent gate locking, where as long as we have staff out there, we can control the environment, control the locking, and this would help us test out a lock environment as well as review the manpower requirements and adjust our operations. If we were to begin the completion from August 9th, we could have the system, the complete red and purple line locked by December 1st. If we were to start at a later date, we would just adjust that back accordingly. And then as an example, if we started November 15th, we could be done as early as February 1st. So the first stage in this is modifying the ticket vending machines, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
The Kimberly Richards, Jose Rodriguez, and Arnold Sachs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, directors.
At the committee meeting last week, I pointed out that these numbers are really starting to, in the immortal words of Director Katz, not pencil out very well. That said, I'd like to ask a pointed question, and perhaps someone on the board will ask the pointed question of Mr. Raymond. At one point, a paper tap card was supposed to be our salvation, and although that proved to not be viable in terms of bus operations, and that was decision was made last September, I don't understand why that isn't a viable option for the rail TVMs. It seems to me that there's still some wiggle room, and did we as an agency decide against something system-wide simply because one mode didn't make it work? I mean, if we're going to keep the gates, and it looks like we are, I'd like to find a way to make this work. Thank you, directors.
Thank you. Mr. Rodriguez, and then Mr. Sachs.
Hey, hello. Good morning again. My name is Jose Rodriguez, and I want to just make a quick comment here. I was reading to this on item 30. It says, lock the gates on Metro Red and Purple Line. So I think you guys should lock the gates on all the lines, Blue Line, Green Line, Gold Line, and all of them, and they should implement something similar to Metrolink also, because it's not really fair for some people. They're trying to be funny. They don't pay the fare, and others, they're paying, you know, lots of money, you know, in tickets and everything. So this is a good idea, and you guys should be locking all the Metro stations like that. Thank you very much.
Okay. We lost the quorum? No, do we – is – Director O'Connor still on the line?
Yes.
You are? Director O'Connor?
Yes, I am. Yes, I have to
Hello,
turn
Director
the mute
O'Connor.
On and off, so come.
We're waving.
Takes a minute.
Mr. Sachs?
Yes, thank you. My question regarding locking of the gates comes from going to a city council meeting in Redondo Beach where I asked them about the tap card in implementation, and they mentioned that A, they're not budgeted to do their buses, and B, they don't plan on doing their buses for the next fiscal year. So if they're not going to be part of the TAP situation and they're going to still have paper tickets, how can you lock gates? Where do they enter into the equation? B, I mentioned a meeting. Why can't, if I can go to a supermarket and they could take a coupon from me and scan it on a reader and read it that way, why are paper tickets not a viable alternative for Metro? And C, Mr. Katz, immortal words, I thought immortal words would be bite me.
Okay, this recommendation has been moved by Mr. Katz, seconded by Mr. Wilson. Would you please open up the roll?
Pam votes yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Director Fasana?
Yes.
Director Wezar?
Yes.
Director O'Connor?
Yes.
Director Antonovich?
Director Antonovich? This is on the gate implementation. The gate implementation plan?
You need to vote?
Yes.
Just
yes.
Out loud.
Aye.
Director Katz?
Aye.
Director Wilson? Chair Villaraigosa.
Yes. That concludes the business of the committee. Thank you very much.
That concludes what?
We've just adjourned the meeting. Excuse me.
What happened, number 46?
Didn't we have a lot of them we didn't do?
I'll give you a call.
Which items did we do?
I'm putting in for a public comment. They didn't even call my name at all. At all.
They're going to a funeral.
for the, somebody's.
I know.
Necesito hablar con usted.
Yes. So let's see. Okay. So if you